Hello. The same thing again every week. Are you getting tired of it?
Hi. Well, today, James Adomian. It's a two-parter. We break, just so you know, to prepare yourself, we break at about 2 hours and 31 minutes and 58 seconds. About. Alrighty. This is going to be a short opening. Let me tell you something. If you don't hear me laughing, it's because I'm silent, where I'm like, there's so many times where I just have my hand on my head and I have it like I'm preparing for an explosion. And I just come up for like air. I'm like, oh my God. Tom felt the same way. I mean, that's what James does. It's just, you know, it's incredible. It really is. I don't mean to overly state it, but it's like what, it's amazing. It's amazing. It was a lot of fun. So that's today's show. And that's all. Don't forget I'm at the Punchline. When am I at the Punchline? Oh, that's next week. That's next week. I'm at the Punchline. February, whatever. I should say it now. I wouldn't want to deprive you of my Punchline date. I'm at the Punchline on the 16th, 17th, 18th. It's Wednesday through Saturday of next week. Today's Friday. It's next week. I'm overly setting it up. Well, a lot of people get this week and next week confused, or maybe there's different opinions on what it means. I'm so controversial. All right, listen, who gives a shit? I do. I care. All right, everybody, enjoy the show, and God bless.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you in a good mood?
Sure.
Oh, you can start.
I've started.
You just spit your coffee back at
me. Maybe do a real spit take.
Start.
Well, because it was so. Oh, I've started.
How long did we start? How long ago?
We've been going for 1 minute.
Seems like a new way to do that. We're doing these cold openings.
I like it.
I like it.
I think it's
the
very
it
natural.
Yes.
It's very organic.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's funny is that I'm not going to lie. 90% of the time, I don't know we started. 10%, I'm aware.
I like the way it ramps up that way. It's not such a radio hard start. We're at the top of the hour with Todd Glass.
Our guest is Tom Martin.
Hi, everybody.
Tom Martin, ladies and gentlemen. That's great. James, I have a hard time with James.
Adomian.
James?
Adomian.
Adomian.
Adomian. You know what? I'm just going to say James. James A, baby. Well, let's get a lot of the stuff out of the way. Oh, I got so... By the way, didn't ask. That's why I don't mind doing it. You knew Matt's brother, Sean, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
You knew Matt's brother, Sean?
Oh, yeah, Sean.
You know Matt's brother, Sean?
Oh, yeah, Sean.
He's having a birthday.
Sean's great.
By the way,
I didn't get my invite.
The thing on the airplanes, it wasn't a typo that was causing the problem. Someone said it's a furlough. Something with a furlough. I think
right.
I heard it wrong.
A sequester thing.
Whatever.
Yeah,
because the planes.
It was a budget thing. All
right.
Federal agencies had to take some big cut. Not a typo.
Hold on. You know what we need? We need a good Hitler. Like to come in and get rid of the Hitler.
A good Hitler.
Like you know how like Martin Luther King. You can't. use violence to fight ignorance, right? But you never know. Like a guy that just he doesn't believe it. Which, by the way, in real life, I don't think that would work. But it sure is fun to just think he just can't fucking take it. He can't take anyone that's hateful. You know, I said something when I was on Marc Maron. It's like, I just don't want to take one cause at a time. And when I think about that, it makes me go, it's not just one cause. Fuck one cause at a time. Women's rights, gay rights.
Equal rights for any race.
Yeah, equal, it's like everything. That's why I said leave everybody the fuck alone.
Right.
Well, everything. One call. It's like once we do one, and then there's the next thing. That's why, you know, don't – whatever the next group is, leave them the fucking alone too. Why can't we just for once get ahead of ourselves?
Well, maybe there is a way to combine all of those things by getting rid of ignorance. If you could get people to be less ignorant.
Well, the thing, what's more maddening than anything is when somebody that's been a victim, as we've talked about before.
Right.
When a gay person is racist, it's like, no! 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 The fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Or when a black person is homophobic, or when a woman is whatever, it's like, no, no.
Right.
Anyway, so that's not what I want to talk about, believe it or not. Oh, you got to hear this real quick. Mr. Rogers, someone sent this in. His name is John, and he said it cracked him up. I hope it made him laugh for the same reason I did. This is cold opening, people. Mr. Rogers, it's early on, before it's even the set that we knew as little kids, and there's a woman that was in the early development of the show, too. I should know her name. You know, there's nothing like coming on and doing this and not having all your information, but it's hard enough for me to, you know, write one name down. But anyway, it made no sense at all.
We could call her Helen. In that era, there was a lot of people named Helen.
You know what her name was? Helen. That's how lazy we are. We could call her Helen. So... they're talking. Obviously, they're improvising, and she's doing a character, and Mr. Rogers is doing a character, and she comes up with this idea that they should build a house, but that's never been done before. So then she says something else, the way they should do it, you know, and then he has to sort of put the kibosh on it as a character. Mm-hmm. So can you play that?
Yes. Can we do something?
What do you mean do?
Really, really do something, like make a...
Pause it.
Build a house or something.
For what it's worth, they both have, like, I think, a sock puppet on, and then, you know, so anyway.
I think she's just herself talking.
Oh, she's just herself, and then she has this idea, and Mr. Rogers has, like, a puppet on his hand or something. Okay, go ahead.
Build a house.
No, not that exactly.
Build a house.
Don't you ever feel like you've just got to do something nice? Write a poem we could. Or a song?
Well,
dance a little bit?
Well, that's more like it, but build a house. My goodness.
Well, that was the first thing I thought of. I really didn't think we could do that.
No.
Not in an hour or a half hour.
No. And may have any continuity to it.
It wouldn't.
No.
Well, we could carry it out over a long period of time. There's never been a children's program that showed how to build a house.
And there never will be.
It's just, I hope, John, that what that made you laugh. Like, he's got to deal with this
as a
character. And there never will be.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Rogers, there's a scene where he's talking to a lion. This woman on the Mr. Rogers show is talking to a lion, and the lion feels that he's different from all the other lions. And the other lions are ferocious, and this lion doesn't feel ferocious. And it's so relevant. You know, I will never get tired of talking about how brilliant he was. I go, you know, 4 months without talking about it. Then I go on these, you know, and just talking to the lion about it's okay to be different, you know, and it's all right. And it's like so relevant and so, you know what? I have a theory. He was going to be a minister, Mr. Rogers.
That's right. He was, in fact, he studied
I think
to be a minister. He was an ordained minister.
I have a feeling. It's just my feeling. I could be wrong. No matter what, he's brilliant. That he saw the simplicity of changing people through other means, which I highly agree with.
Yeah.
He saw the simplicity of, you know, instead of, like, I love that part where somebody told him that their brother was dying, and that's hard when your brother's dying to wonder about this planet. You get to live, and this person, instead of going right to that person with religion, he was able to go, you know, there's a bigger plan, and it's sad. He just went, the person goes, this sucks, and whatever that person said, he goes, yeah, that's exactly how I would feel. Mm-hmm. Let them, you know, but I know that, I don't want to make it a religious thing, but anyway, so anyway, I thought that was very funny. Hold on. Good Hitler. You know, we want to say that Eric is going. He's going to go back home for a little while, and then he's returning to Los Angeles. So I'm going to tell you something.
Him.
I'm going to.
He's a
well,
great
I don't
wanna, guy.
I don't want to make it like too dramatic, but I'm going to miss his energy.
Hell yeah! Because
he comes in. You know, I hope he's going to go home. He's, and by the way, a lot of people have to do this. You know, you come out here, and he's going to go home, reorganize, and he's fucking coming back. And I know that happens with a lot of people, especially in the entertainment business, where they want to be a comedian or they want to do music. And I say there are times that you do have to go back home. And how you live when you're back home says whether you've given up on your dream or not. If you go back home and you can live with your parents, I don't care what age you are, and you're bartending and you're making $250, whatever. You know how some bartenders can make crazy money, $300 a night, and you're going out drinking every night? Yeah, you've given up on your dream. I'm not fucking trying to be overly positive, but if you're back home and you're every night you're putting that money away and 3 months rolls around and you can go, I've got this much saved, I got that credit card paid off, you go back home for a year, you might be living the dream more than someone that's out here. Not everybody out here, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can go back home and pursue it depending on, I know someone that did that, and 4 months later I was so fucking proud of them. I go, how you doing? They go, I paid my Visa card off. Because you got to move back out, get your credit card. You're better off going back home sometimes for a year, 2 years. You know, everybody always thinks they're old. When you're 22, 25 is like, oh, I'm 25. When you're 27, you're like, I'm fucking 30 already. When you're 30, doesn't matter. To go back home, reorganize, and come back, it can be a good thing. So,
yeah, and I would also add that he's such a great guy, and he's so hireable. I mean, anybody would love – he gives more than is expected from him, which will take him a long way. So, you know, he's got to sort some shit out. He'll come back.
Yeah. And it's nothing major, by the way.
No.
I don't want Eric to listen to this. And just what a lot of people have, you go, oh, I got to get reorganized. So, anyway, what's this?
I know I said that I was leaving.
Oh, Frank Sinatra wrote this for Eric. Wow. Oh.
It was only self-deceiving.
It's not really appropriate, but I like it.
To walk away from someone who means everything on earth to you.
Aww,
you learn with every lonely day. I've learned and now I'm back to stay. Let me try again.
Faded out. I don't think that was totally appropriate because he didn't do anything. This guy left his, I think this story here, he leaves his wife or something, and then he's back. He goes, I know I said that I was leaving, but I can't leave.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But also, right now, in the business, in show business, there's this massive transition going on into whatever's going to come after this studio kind of model, where we're all our own studio. We're all our own entities, and it freaks the studios out, and so they're cutting back on everything.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about why it's hard to get a job right now in show business.
Oh.
And I think that's part of Eric's problem is there aren't as many jobs as there should be.
But you know what? When you come back a little more organized, you can sometimes wait it out a little bit. Plus, the real goal for Eric is to do stand-up.
Right. Well, he can do that wherever he is, I think.
I know I said that I was leaving.
There you go. I just like that. Like, say something, and then it goes right into that. We're going to sure miss Eric.
I know I said that I was leaving.
Oh, he's here. He came back already.
Oh,
he heard the podcast from the future.
He's driving in the car, listening to this.
Look, there's a star.
There.
I know I said that I was leaving.
There's a star.
I think the dog's driving.
Oh, Eric, maybe we should make a podcast, just like do an hour just for Eric to listen to in the car.
I know I said that I was leaving.
Hey, Eric, would it kill you to quit smoking as long as you're getting your shit together?
Yeah, no, let him smoke on the ride home. Give it
okay, the ride home, but
yeah. Okay, so there's that, Eric. I can't wait till he's back. I know I said that I was leaving. You know, I was in a relationship for 15 years. And what?
Are you going to hit that song right there?
And, I know I said that I was leaving.
And we're going through a little thing right now. So, because I don't like to, like, get so far into it where you start making up, like, God knows I made enough lies in my life. So I didn't want to, the other one was understandable, you know, about my love for pussy. But this one, as we talk about things on these podcasts, it's so honest. And I thought, that's not coming up. It might, but then later it will. So we're in a little – I didn't bring it on.
Not your choice?
My significant other did.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I hate that term. Jesus Christ. Why can't – oh, my partner in crime.
My How partner about just something respectful like your piece of ass or something?
That's
like
even
that.
Grosser. That's gross. It How really so? Is gross because I'm going to edit that out. Listen, my partner in crime. Some emailer said I should say my partner in crime, and our crime is disobeying God. Chris, when you're high, you're high. You motherfucker. When you're high, you're high. So anyway, but let me tell you something. I don't know where it's at right now, but I tell you this. I am very proud of him, and I'm proud of myself, how amicable we are during this. It's of course.
But I don't want to interrupt your flow,
but he
did mention to me that he doesn't listen to your podcast. I mean, he'd like to, but he listens to Marin mostly, and then the new Norm MacDonald podcast is so fucking good. I mean, he's going to get to this, but if you just tip him off and tell him where in the podcast he can fast forward to.
I know that I said that I... So anyway, I just want to cap it. So that's what I'm going through right now. And what I said is that we're very amicable. I remember growing up. I go to a counselor occasionally. I don't go every week because I don't feel I need it. But sometimes I go. I'm very pro-counselor. I think when they have their schooling plus street smarts mixed together, it's not the type of counselor that wants me to sit in there for 3 years. They go, there's people that need to be in here for 3 years. We're not negating that. But for you, some of your problems are topical. She loves it. I can come in maybe for two-hour sessions, and she goes, oh, I'll see you again in, you know, a half a year or whatever. Has some of that. But both of us and single, both at the same person. And I remember growing up, my parents would have friends, and like they would come for Christmas, but their old spouses would be with them too.
Right.
And they really got along. Now, I get that can't happen all the time if somebody did something horrible or somebody – but when it's just – you can go, look, we don't hate each other, you know, at all. You know, you can – and what I admire when someone can just get together for a wedding or family functions and be what do you call it? Just amicable.
Civil.
That's admirable, but this is a lot more than that. And so was growing up my parents' friends. One, I forget their name, Flo and John. And they would come, and they got along. And I know Jordan Brady tells me the same thing about his ex-wife. And he goes, they just really get along with each other. So it is possible. It doesn't matter if it's not the norm, and it's not the norm. But it's possible. I'm very proud of him and I, if that's him and I and him. So anyway, we'll see where it takes us. But I don't doubt we will. Here's what I thought, and I don't want to go too long on this. I don't think that the universe will make one of us unhappy. In other words, I don't think they'll make him find somebody else, and I won't have anybody. I don't think the universe. I don't believe in necessarily in energy from a man upstairs, but I believe in the universe. I believe in energies, and I don't think the universe will fuck me over or fuck him over. The only way I can be fucked over is if in my plan I'm not ready for him to meet someone and be happy.
Right?
Do you understand? Then
That's
I could be fucked
thing.
Over. Then
yeah,
I could
because
be...
if you're not hoping for his happiness, you're holding yourself back too.
And I am. I am because I know that it won't mean I have to be unhappy.
Right.
So. That might be easier said than done, but I know that it's what I want to do, and I don't doubt that we might be back together. But it might not happen. But
did,
right now we're.
Did
we're
the Marc Maron tricking you have anything to do with it?
No, that had nothing to do with it at all. There. So you know, now we can talk about it when things happen instead of like you know. So I thought, let me talk about it today. You
yeah.
know, but
yeah.
So, you know, it's me and Ursula.
It's you and Ursula. No, that is a very painful thing to go through. And, you know, hopefully you can mine it for at least some good comedy to so it's not just pain.
I don't really talk. I mean, I do talk about that stuff a little, but not a lot, you know. But on the podcast I do because, you know, it's a different situation here. So here we go. So there's that. What time are we at right now?
We are at – we've gone about 20 minutes, and it's 7:10.
Man, holy crap.
I was just about to give you this.
I got a poem from, I'm not going to read it, but it really let me get inside the head of someone who has, I know there's many types of autism, and it really let the how frustrating it is. And there's, like I said, there's all different types of autism. And a gentleman, his first name is Scott. I won't give his last name, but he wrote some poems and I read them and they were really good. One of them, maybe I'll email him and ask if I could put it online, but it really helps get inside the head of someone like that and how frustrating it is for they know that they're frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that. And by the way, that might sound ignorant, but I'm learning a lot about this too. And sometimes someone will come up to you after a show and you'll figure it out that they have some type of autism. What's the
Asperger's syndrome?
Right. And when they love comedy, I always think, take some fucking, you know. I don't want to talk about it like they're a, you know what I mean? Like it's in a disrespectful way.
Right.
But yeah, you know what? I know they're. It's frustrating for them that sometimes to get it out. But you know what? The minute you know they fucking love comedy. So you go, you got that in common. Right. When it happens to be someone after a show, like after Sarah Silverman's show once, I spoke to someone outside and I could tell. And I was like, you know what? If you love comedy this much and look at the comedians you like, you know, spend a little extra time, you know. Mm-hmm. Spend a little extra time. So anyway, this was really interesting to read that. Okay, I hope I did that justice. Here we go. Yeah, we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to, do I have everything here? Sports. What's in sports? It's like, you know, I'll never, oh, what's in sports? Oh, Jason Collins. Like, Todd's talking about sports. Eric. Now, is Eric, what happened? Is Eric here? Eric's not here.
I know I said that I was leaving.
All right.
We can talk about the guy who beat Jason Collins to the punch by about 20 years.
By the way, I was laying in bed last night or two nights ago, and someone sent me this email about the first person in 1970 that was a baseball player. What was his name?
Glenn Burke, I think it was. I think it was maybe late 70s, early 80s, and he was rumored to be with Tommy Lasorda Jr. Tommy Lasorda's openly.
Yeah.
Openly
Sorry.
Gay son.
Yeah.
And I
Tommy Lasorda still will not acknowledge it.
No, and his son died of AIDS, and he had the people send money to the pneumonia foundation or something like that. Just not facing
right.
it, not dealing with it, just denying it. But anyway, he worked a trade for this player to go to Oakland just to get him out of
right.
the organization.
And I think this person, they're not here anymore. I think it's... What's it say his name again?
Glenn Burke?
Glenn Burke. You should go because he was maybe, you know, we should know more about him.
Right, yeah.
We should know more about him.
He was kind of trailblazing, mm-hmm. but people wouldn't let him trailblaze.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to make a loop. That's what's good about having your own podcast. You can do whatever you want. We did want to hit two more things before I end by talking about the Jason Collins thing. We talked last week about experts and, you know, trust the experts. And we also talked about this, the majority. How does the small minority always win? And somebody said something in about the gun, you know, the gun control, that the majority of people want
reasonable gun control.
Reasonable gun control. So why isn't this case the small minority winning? All I can hope, and again...
Say what you want, but Bill Clinton had the perfect explanation for this.
Well, let me hear it.
Okay.
Let me hear it, but let me say this first.
Okay.
Is that, look, if I'm wrong, I educate myself. That's the one thing you never have to stress out. I know it's very frustrating to be listening to a podcast or a radio show and somebody's spewing out information. When I started this, I said this. I go, I've never heard a radio show where someone comes on and goes, you know what, I made a mistake. Like, a mistake doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world. But I think in old school radio, they thought, well, that the phones don't light up if you admit you're wrong. If caller 3 makes sense and it's a brilliant person that calls in or sends you an email, oh, that's not going to – but you know what? Yes, it's fine. You can do it either way. I prefer this way. So if what I'm saying doesn't make sense, I'll learn more. But I have a feeling that the small – by the way, the small minority eventually grows into the majority. But I'm talking about in the beginning. It seems like only in the short in the past few years that we really now are trying to fucking do something about this. So I bet we will win, and I hope we do. So I can go see. I was right once again. The small minority that cared turned it into the majority and made change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I understand what he's saying. It makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah, Todd, I wish that is true. But what about with this gun thing? Because the majority wants it a certain way, and it's the majority wants it a certain way, and seems like the small – oh, he's saying, I apologize, that the minority are the lobbyists for guns.
Well,
and they're winning, but yes. They're not going to win.
Well, here's the way Clinton put it on this issue in particular, is that, yes, the majority wants reasonable gun control, but they want it in the same way they want a good economy, they want jobs, they care a little bit about it. But the small minority that wants really no gun control at all wants it deeply. And so their deep conviction, like their only issue they care about, makes it much harder to defeat for the general population who just looks at it the way they look at, hey, I hate parking tickets, you know, hey, I...
Right, when an atrocious act goes down in the news, it
reminds them.
But I hope I sort of made sense there. I think I did. The one other thing, when I talked about experts, I said, you know, we trust experts when it comes to fixing our sink. We trust experts when it comes to the car. It doesn't mean there's not shitty mechanics, but overall... If you're going on a cross-country trip, you bring your car into a good mechanic, and he knows what he's talking about, and the majority of the time will do you good. So use that when it comes to helping people. Like, you know, as far as the gay thing goes, it's not a disease. Like, trust it. Come on. Why are you trusting experts in every area in your life? And this person was saying, what were they saying?
They were saying the danger of trusting experts can be illustrated in the fact we trusted the Federal Reserve that blew several – the housing bubble, the dot-com bubble, and ultimately crashed the economy in ways they did not predict.
Right. So let me interject there real quick to say – and I think, Tom, you were sort of understood what I was saying when
yes.
we were off the podcast. That's different. I think they knew what they were doing. They didn't have your best interest in mind like Susie Orman. If she was your – Susie Orman, I'm sure, makes mistakes. I'm sure she looks back and goes, ooh, I thought this. I should have done that. But overall – she has your best interest in mind. Those people didn't really have the American public's best
right.
interest
they
in
were,
mind.
They were. Oh, the other example he gave was the weapons of mass destruction fiasco that got us into Iraq. They knew there weren't any and there was no evidence of any, but they wanted to act like there was so we could get in there.
Right. So they weren't really
so
utilizing
that was a bad idea to trust
right.
them and paying the price. But one-on-one. If you ever tried to upholster anything on your own, you'd realize that it's better to go with an expert than try to do it yourself.
Right, and even larger than that, when it comes into human health, you know, if you trust people that study human behavior, people that study children, because they really – I'm not talking about, you know, people that study children most of the time are on the right side of it. They might tweak what they thought, but if you these are people that have studied human behavior. They've studied whether spanking works or it doesn't. It's not hocus pocus. I think mm-hmm. those people will tend to err on the right decision.
Right.
So I think what I said has truth to it. We're not talking about people that use their expertise to – what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Oh. We're just making eye contact.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, now I'm going to have podcast hangover. Here, we're going to end with this.
This is the earliest I've heard you say that.
Yeah, I know. He said Chris said it's the earliest he ever. Well, because there's nothing like listening to somebody that, you know, you're talking about social issues and, you know, you should be clear in your thought. I like to be crystal clear in my thought. I feel okay right now. Okay, the baseball thing. Okay, here's what we go. I like to make it professional.
The founders trusted us with this awesome authority. We should trust ourselves with it too. Because when we don't, when we turn away and get discouraged and cynical and abdicate that authority, we grant our silent consent to someone who will gladly claim it.
The Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network.
All right, here we go. The Jason Collins thing. When people say, I'm going to go through all of these. When people say, I even wrote these notes down. Do you ever see anything this organized before?
Wow.
Yeah, these are printed out because I wanted to have
they're numbered and everything.
Mm-hmm. When people say that they are crucified if they don't agree with that what Jason Collins did was good. Yes, that's part of evolving, that eventually you will get crucified for ignorance. And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it 30 fucking times more than this. And I get it. The masses that listen to this show don't need to hear it. Sometimes preaching to the choir is fun. Sometimes I give you ammunition to go deal with somebody outside of this show. There becomes a time, as long as they're not saying they can't say it. But if you think crucified is if you go on the news today and you're running for governor and you said, hey, I wouldn't... I wouldn't, you know, I don't think women should be able to be on the police force, or I wouldn't want my daughter dating a black person. And that's not crucified if they go, what? What the fuck are you? What? That's their head exploding. So if you go back and look at any of the, there has to become a time. Yes, there's a time when you're not crucified because we're not evolved all the way in this issue. There was a time when you could go on the news and say separate, but you know, the bathrooms, you know, separate but equal, and you didn't get crucified. But then we march on. So yes, in this society today. But the bottom line is, no matter how right I think I am, I that really fucking drives me nuts. They got crucified. They didn't get. Hey, look, as long as someone said they shouldn't be able to say it. Look, I get why the Ku Klux Klan has to be able to march. I do understand that. And anybody in the media that disagrees that that's a good thing, I would fight that they should be able to say it. But I also fight that they can get, if you're calling it crucified. Yeah, what, how long should we just put up with it and just go, okay, you know, let's agree to disagree that, you know, that black people shouldn't marry white people, can't we? No, why can't you say that on the news today? Why? Because we evolve. That's part of evolving. And it's the fake argument that, oh, you can't say it. You can say it, but you're gonna get, you're gonna, what? Yeah. So.
Yes. If this were 1967, I'll give you an example. We'd be arguing over whether a woman should be allowed to run in the Boston Marathon. The first woman was not allowed to run in the Boston Marathon until 1967. And there's this famous picture of the race director running onto the course and pulling the woman who registered as a man illegally off the course, saying, give me that number, trying to rip the number off of her shirt. This is 1967. So we'd be having a discussion. Do you think women can actually even physically traverse 26 miles? You know, that just sounds crazy right now.
You know what? That's a good point, because you know what people, they do, and I know we're going a little over here, but that's okay. We're going in for the close here. They when you make a comparison, what it's like, the average person that doesn't agree is because, yeah, of course they don't want to agree that this has anything to do with Jackie Robinson, you know, or because then they know that was right. So let me tell you something, and I'm gonna say it again. If you want to know where you'd be. Is what Jackie Robinson did the exact same thing as Jason Collins' thing? I would imagine not. But is it pretty close? Yes. And if you want to know where you would be, think, I'd never know where I would be if I was around when Jackie Robinson. I'll never know. I'll never know how I would have reacted. Well, guess fucking what? Exactly the way you're acting about this is the way you would have acted about that. So you do know. Now, of course, you have to do a lot of backflips now to go, no, that's not the same. It's not the same. Because if it was the same, what would you do if someone could convince you it was the same? You know, I have more empathy towards someone that has drug addiction or overeats or whatever addiction it is than I do for the addiction of not changing, to not evolve. That's why the word homophobic, it's like you want to get rid of it because people go, oh, is everything I say homophobic? Okay, let's clean it up. Evolved. Change. No. If people go, does that mean I'm homophobic? If I blah, 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 blah. And look, I can take the word homophobic and you can fucking throw it out. You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. How about if we clean it up? No, it means you're not able to change. It means you're not growing. It means you're not growing. You know, I have a feeling that people that always are on, and I don't go right or left. I've said it before. I don't even know what it means. Every time I have to ask someone, wait, what are the Democrats? Are they these? Are they? So all I know is evolved and unevolved. That's all I really know. I'm not a right or a left person. I think the people that are not evolved, the reason they think we stop doing things because of social pressure or the word police is because that's what they do. How about internally? Do you have any rules within yourself? I don't think you do. You know why? Because most people in business, or certainly in the media, will stop doing things when it hurts their pocketbook. That's why, in a weird way, I respect Chick-fil-A. You know, you get exactly what I mean. I think it's vile, their stance. But at least they went, I don't give a fuck if it hurts business. This is the way we feel. But most of the time, they will just eventually change because outwardly they can't be as ignorant as they are. Yeah, the same thing with using the word retarded. They'll hold on to it to the last minute. Don't be a pussy. You know who I admire? Whoever says retarded now, say it in 5 years. Say it, and I'll fucking admire you, but you won't. You're the coward. Because none of your rules come from inside. When it comes to people that grow and change and evolve, There's no outward pressure that makes them do it. There's an inward decency. You know, you don't have to go to therapy with your wife or your significant other because of a court order. Sometimes people have to do it for that reason, but other times people do it because I want to get to know it. That's all evolving is. It's the same thing that happens if you go to a therapist with you and your significant other. You understand that person better. And once you understand someone, you tend to be more fair. So it's like these things are being fair to the world. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be someone you're with. And I have a feeling like they always think, oh, what's the word police? What word police? What are you talking about? It's fucking – let me tell you something. The fact that we're still fighting and I hear it. And the two comedians that were with me last week used the word retarded on stage and I said nothing. I know I'm not crazy because I would have – I thought, oh, I don't want to make that my thing. But the fact that we don't get why we can't say retarded, why that's wrong – and people fight for it. That's a lot with what's wrong with this world. That's an example. That's fucking crazy to me. Like, you don't get why you... What don't you get? Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with... What? Come on. You know, if you knew the roadblock that that was going to cause you... In this world, if you understand people and you're fair and you're kind, you're going to reap the benefits of it. And there's a block there that you don't realize how much is hurting you. Trust me. It just doesn't affect. It has more to do than when you say the word retarded and hurting people. It, believe me, if you knew, it means there's a disconnect. And if you, I don't want you to realize in a fleeting moment there's a disconnect. Because you know why? I think I'd be fearful for your life. That if in one fleeting second you went, oh my God, there is a disconnect. I'm using someone's being as an adjective. I want you to realize it over a month so you have time to decompress and realize. So there's that. So, you know, there you go. I feel good.
Todd.
What?
Can you repeat all that? I didn't hear what you said. My headphones were off.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have a feeling that a lot of the problems... look, I feel what I feel like I said. And one point, I hope I made it very clear with the, why we change people that are evolving versus people that aren't. Like, they can't believe that we just do it internally. Mm-hmm. We're not answering to anybody at all. So when you want to really know who the coward is... It's them.
Right.
It's them. Because no one is making us be – no one's really laying the hammer down on us to be evolved. Most people that evolve do it with a minor little bit of education. There's not a blockage there. So the first time when a comedian told me don't use Jerry's kids as a symbol for clumsy because there's no a blockage, that made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a court order that, or I was going to lose my job. Nothing would have happened to me at all if I would have kept doing what I wanted to do. Except I would have been not evolving, not understanding, not growing. And so, you know, I think, and on their end, they don't change until the, right. till the hammer comes down.
Well, also, and then once they do, I think that once you get ignorance out of your system, you realize that you're better off for not having ignorance in your system anymore. And I think that's probably where they would benefit more.
Yeah. It's going to benefit you in so many other areas. And again, Tom, every time I want to re-say it because I want to make sure it's right. Like that whole blockage there. Yeah. I get emails on it. Like, oh, I thought comedy was supposed to be.
It's a Rush Limbaugh topic. Is he talks about the word police a lot, and he thought comedians were supposed to be free and funny.
Yeah, free. By the way, I love when they always say that. You know, we've talked about this a lot on the show, what comedians should be able to talk to. Of course, I say everything. Don't guess what comedians I like, because, I mean, you might be listening to this show and go, yeah, I bet Todd would hate that comedian. You know the list goes on of comedians that I like that fucking – deal with shit. I don't always agree with everything they say, but on the most part, they're right. But talk about something. Be on the right side of it. Go up on stage and be edgy. There's nothing like, you know what I love? When a guy's got like a thick New York accent, but he's on the right side of something. God, is that powerful. If you only knew what that Boston accent could do when you're right, Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a superhero. When you hear someone
if
like
Blake was here, he could do Bill Burr doing the right side.
Well, when you hear someone like that being on the right side of something and brilliant, the type of comedy that's going to stand the test of time instead of going off on a stereotype that every idiot in the crowd believes, that you when you have that thick accent or, you know, New York or Boston and brilliance comes out of your mouth, you're like a superhero. Or you can just use that accent and boy, when that accent says the word retarded, boy, does it sound ugh. It's a retarded.
Yeah.
Anyway. Our guest today is James.
Adomian.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to get him over to the studio. He's not here yet. Ah, there you go. Oh, I feel better, I think. We just did a 35-minute cold opening, so this show is very, 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 very.
Here we are in Act 4.
I don't know what the adjective is, but it's very, very, whatever it is. Whatever the adjective is, you'd put very, very ahead
it's,
of it.
It's Uber. It's very, very Uber.
Uber.
We were doing impressions, did we send a nice, but none of us can do
impressions. Did we send a nice car to get you?
Yeah, but let's record it. I want to tell you about it.
Did you feel, oh, yeah, okay. Well, I don't want to do an, oh, this is a second cold opening? Shut the fuck up. Well, why don't we play James on, you know, James, we really don't have an intro because Lynn is in Italy. But I think the way we should do it, like, you know, wouldn't you like to believe that you're such a you're out on the road, your rep is like you drink, you smoke, and when you come in, to like, we there's a theme they play for you. You know
you're
what I mean?
You're going to get James Adomian on a lineup for a podcast. You better have.
Yes, you better play his intro music.
You better have the cold open out of the way. He's not going to sit around.
Well, and then when he comes in, you play this. Go ahead.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking.
James, he's here.
I'm not stoned.
Hi, folks.
I'm just thinking.
Real Trump.
He's
a real. He's a
James Adomian, everybody.
I'm a real bucket of whiskey.
I'm just
I need you to applaud.
Gives the illusion of more applause.
I'm not stoned.
Let's listen to the song. Chris, let's hear your drum.
Go ahead. About your big blue eyes, thinking about your white lines.
Now, stop playing. Listen to what the drums does, the live drums. Go ahead.
It adds a element of live percussion.
Thank you.
That's a drumming quality.
Literally just adds a
I'm just drinking.
A musical quality that wouldn't otherwise be there.
Thank you.
I'm not wrong.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty. Oh, James, I am so excited you're here.
All right, you and me. Everybody else could tune out.
already you bring 100%. All right, listen, where do we start?
He thinks that's 100%. I'm in. I'm easy. This is good.
Give me, I'm only giving 2%.
They love me, and I'm hungover. This is fantastic.
All right, listen, for our most of the people know, James, you know how what a hard time I have with your last name?
You can get it.
James?
Adomian.
Adomian.
Yeah.
James Adomian.
So you always want to say Adobian.
Adobian, right. Yeah. James?
Picture a dome. Like Adomian. A golden dome.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you, James. God, I love you too. But what about his
olive
name?
Olive juice. James? No, I was... James Adomian.
Adomian, yeah. So one of my friends once told me...
You know what? I didn't do the music right because I was so afraid to say your name. I was like... So I was like... I said, James...
Ladies and gentlemen, James...
Do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, James... Like, you're at a studio, your tour bus pulls in. They know your theme. They got to play it. You get out of that tour bus. You drink, you smoke. That bus is like, ladies and gentlemen, James Adomian. Here we go. Here he is. Round of applause.
Just drinking. There we go. I'm not stoned. Just thinking about the way that you done me, thinking about what used to be, but I'm not
and
drunk.
As I walk out onto the TV set, this is where I'm yelling at audience members.
Oh, you don't look like my audience. Why are you here?
I'm just drinking.
Go back to Iowa, you fuck.
Can you straighten your microphone?
Hey, Todd, great to be here.
Please, straighten your microphone and pull your chair in. You're going to be here for a while. Straighten your microphone.
So you're almost literally telling me, don't get comfortable.
No, I'm telling you to get. I'm telling you to get comfortable.
But you have, there's no CD thing here, please.
What do you think? Okay, so we sent, we Ubered a car for you. You had a story you wanted to tell?
I would have thanked you. That was the second time I had Uber service. That was pretty cool.
Uber's great.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not bullshitting
you. And you don't tip. You take care of it all on your credit card, right?
Well, Well, here's why I like what Uber has done, and I'm guessing this is what they've done. With town cars, sometimes they say the tips worked in, but the drivers get used to that. Sometimes people put a little more on top of that. So I always feel guilty not to tip a town car driver, and I always do.
Right.
When I first started with Uber...
He says that, but he never does in real life.
No, I do. When I first started with Uber...
Look, I say that part too, but
out of the first maybe 10 times I used Uber, the first two times I tipped and they took it. But then consistently, time after time after time, they went no. So here's what my guess is. They told these drivers, you can take the money. There's going to be people that tip on top of it. But if you don't, it's going to be more successful because and they'd be right if they told the drivers that, because I will tell you, since I've been told no, I don't get nervous if I don't have money on me. I don't get, because you can tell when you get out of the car and you don't tip that they're still friendly. You know, they know once they haven't tipped and you took your bag and you walk away, they're still very nice. So they must have told the drivers, this is going to be very successful if people know they don't need cash. They don't have it. They might not have it. It doesn't mean people are cheap. So Uber's been great. Like, don't fucking tip.
And it just goes straight. You just goes to your credit card.
Right to my credit card.
That's perfect because we stopped by Burger King and we got some food.
I like how that's. You think that's going to stress me out, a Burger King run?
No, you should. I mean, we bought the franchise.
No, but did you? Todd Glantz. Play his intro again right after he says that. You don't have to play drums. So say that again.
He owns a Burger. Todd Glantz.
Wait, let's do it all over again. You ready? You come right in with it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? You think I'm going to get upset because you stopped at Burger King?
No, we bought the whole fucking franchise.
Ah! James Adomian, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's here with us. It's going to be a fun. Tom Martin's here.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. I don't know why you were worried about him and asked me to come. He's hilarious.
What?
Todd's doing the cut it off thing.
doing the cut it off thing. Oh, what a show today. What a show today. Why waste time? What the fuck are we here for? Let's take some calls and let's do this right. Not only is James here, I do it old school, you know, like I go for. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not fat. I just got a big bone. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Tom Likas
is here with us.
You got it. Let me tell you something, Todd.
Tom Likas.
Todd, it's Tom.
Tom, I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm doing great.
Can we take some calls?
I don't care. And I want to tell you something. You may notice a difference between my voice when you hear it on an old broadcast recording.
Yeah, your voice does sound a little different.
Well, here's what happened.
Please.
15 years of hatred ripped my vocal cords.
By the way, I've said it before.
I've had my mouth ripped out, flushed down a toilet full of coffee and whiskey, and jammed back into a razor blade bucket and put in my face. That's what I sound like now.
Hello, Tom?
Well, what is it, dear? Martha, Temecula, you're all tub. Hello.
Yes, Tom?
Okay, dear.
Okay.
You're sounding fat.
Play the intro.
I don't care.
I like it.
Listen, there's some people out there who say a woman is just like a man. If a woman was like a man, she wouldn't like gobs of cum across her face for breakfast. I'm not fat. I just got a big bone. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Todd Likas Show.
Hold on, pause it. I can't tell which of this, the intro that you sent me one. You did like a
That's the one I sent you.
That's the one you sent us?
Yeah. That's all me. I did all the voices.
It's just so great.
Likas. I thought that was the real one.
No. Right. Okay, play it again. Like, Tom's coming back from commercial. Here's what it usually sounds like.
And now, back to more Tom.
Ow!
Who left the stove on? Tom Likas. Oh,
hello, Tom?
7 minutes before the hour.
Tom.
You're the Tom Likas program.
Tom. My name's Nancy.
Becky in Margarita Hills.
Hi, hello. I'm Becky. I'll change my name for the bit. Becky. Hi, it's Becky.
Becky, yes. I'm having a heart attack on the air.
Tom, I love your show.
I'm dying.
And I just wanted to know, I put my boyfriend through college. Now, Tom, are you there?
Did you educate it with your pussy?
I don't know if that's necessary. Tom, are you there?
All I'm seeing visions of fat.
Tom?
Ooh, there's a tunnel. There's a tunnel with a light in it. I can't fit through the tunnel.
Tom, I love your show.
Tom. I'm stuck in the tunnel and it's a pussy.
Tom, I love your show.
I don't care.
Tom, I...
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Is this Tom?
My
this...
girlfriend gained 6 ounces. Should I leave her?
Dump that bitch.
You're tuned to the Tom.
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 What's happening? Your old Tom, yellow.
Tom, are you in heaven?
Yes, sir. Oh, is that what this is?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I have 5 chicks on each toe.
I'm not fat. I just got a big bone. You know, right,
you know what I'm talking about?
That was a real
one. Let me ask you something.
Hold on, stop. That's just so, that was my real, because it's just
no
so,
one sounds like that.
What am I talking about? What am I talking about? What am I talking about? Let me ask you something.
Try it. Can you break down that?
Old Tom. Your old Tom. You know what I'm talking about? Old Tom Likas.
You do it first.
Hello, it's the Tom Likas program.
You know what I'm talking about?
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 You
know what I'm talking about?
You know. Hey, you do it first.
I don't care.
I don't. No, you do. I'm talking about.
I get pussy in a bottle of wine. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
You try.
You know what I'm talking about?
Little too much.
This is old school.
When you die and you go to heaven, what do you want God to say? I know what I'm going to say. I want God to say, I'm fake. I never existed. And I am a woman sucking your dick.
All right. Let's get serious here. Let's get serious. You know this is what I'm all about.
Somebody say, hey, we want some pussy. Hey, we want some
Chris,
pussy.
That's the button labeled irony.
Play that shit. Like I tell him to play it. Anywho, where do we start? There's so much to get to today. By the way, we have a new character on the show. It's a trolley, and it always like says things like I talk through it. Like,
oh, what's a trolley?
Oh, all right. We'll do more Tom Likas.
The trolley is, says you can't. All right, if you have to, you can do
well,
it.
Well, this is the trolley from the Mr. Rogers Show, and the trolley, I don't know how to say.
You don't speak trolley?
You don't
it's pretty
speak
clear to me.
Wait, okay. What's the trolley saying? All right, he wants you to do more Tom Likas. Roll in the Tom Likas jingle. I thought it was too much, but let's do a little more of it, and then we'll go back to it later.
From Westwood One in Culver City,
I was
California,
fired from there.
It's the Tom.
I no longer work in Westwood One.
Tom,
you know what I'm talking about.
Show.
What am I talking about?
I feel like you understand.
I have gauze pads inside my throat right now to stanch the bleeding. I have Dr. Scholes inside of my cheeks because I have bunions inside my mouth.
All right. This is like, oh, first of all, let me get some. Where's the, okay.
You should see my physical. The results of my physical when I go to the doctor. My blood is tar.
By the way, is Tom Likas anywhere now?
Yeah, where's he work?
Well, I work down on the Whole Foods. Promotional items.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a sale on avocados. Ladies, get your dicks out.
What does that even mean?
I'm taking donations live on the air.
I don't know where to go.
Tom, the Tom Likas
what was,
defense
what was
fund.
Tom? What was Tom? What was your beef with the ladies?
What is your question for the professor,
Tom?
What is your preference for the professor?
Let's do as close as you can. Tom Likas is actually on our show.
I would listen periodically years ago. I would just flip through and I would hear him. But
Hold on one second. Tom Likas, I know this is weird. I'm trying to change this. Tom Likas is actually on the show, not as a character.
Right.
What would you really
I would
ask
like to,
him?
Tom, do you have Inner Sandman, the actual one without my the Metallica song?
Could we find it?
Yeah, if you get Inner Sandman, I could just talk over it.
Yeah. Without internet, I could get it on my phone. That's okay.
Never mind.
I'll just do it. Yeah. So Tom,
yes, I have a question for Mr. Likas.
You could go ahead.
What is your beef with women in general?
My beef with women is a T-bone cut. That I get to eat, and the woman has to sit there eating the ice.
No, you don't understand.
A
me,
woman
Mr.
on a date.
Likas.
When
Mr.
I go, well, I'm not a Mr. Likas. I am a doctor.
My name is. Listen, Tom. What did a woman hurt you?
I'm doing great.
The only way a woman has ever hurt me is when I've boned her too hard. And my balls shake.
Two more times.
Tom, wait, now how long? Wait, I don't even know what to ask.
1-800-5800-TOM is a toll-free telephone number. Marcus and Baldwin Hills, you're on with Tom. Hello.
Hey, Tom, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Blow your brains out.
Hey, Tom.
I don't care.
Well, can I ask you a question,
Tom? I have seven things that I say, and that's it.
Tom, I love your show.
I'm great.
I didn't ask. My girlfriend.
1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free telephone number.
My girlfriend put me through law school. And last year, she was hospitalized.
Did you choke her? If you're not choking a woman, then you're not allowed to establish that you're in charge.
I don't care.
He's so hateful, but then it's like, yoink.
You have it? What do you have? Oh, look at him. He's not messing around.
Yeah.
You're tuned to the Tom Ligas program. The radio program has been kicked off of every major market in North America. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Hi, Tom. I love your show.
Blow your brains up.
Hey, Tom.
You got it, Tiger.
I saw you in Connecticut. Thought your show was great.
I'm not gay!
Did you say I'm not gay?
Yeah.
You alone are due to the Tom Ligas program.
Tom, this is your mom.
Are you dangling over a ledge, Mom?
No, I think it's awful. I think it's awful the way you talk to women, and I don't like it as your mother.
My mother has been. Hold I on. Have her imprisoned in a closet.
Hold on, I got.
Mom,
how did
you get to the phone, Mom?
I got it. We got it. Hold on. Oh my God, it's a great way to start.
You can Skype me at Tom.Tom on Skype. It's Tom,
I guess.
P.O. Box 414.
Hello, Tom.
Redondo Beach, California.
Tom, why do you hate women?
I hate women because they're down there.
Yeah, you know why?
What?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, doesn't it? You're a shrill, shrinking shrew, and I don't care.
You know what? The only thing...
I have a louder microphone than you, and I don't care.
The majority of... why am I going to even break down Tom Ligas?
Well, the majority, 51% of the population is stupid.
Blah, blah, blah. Do the radio guy who, after he dies, still talks. Like, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead, but he still gives the time and temp.
So like, you be the coroner who's, like, checking his pulse, like, we lost him, you know?
Okay.
Like,
maybe I'm the paramedic.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
winds out of the northwest.
he's passed.
The winds out of the northwest. 405. Trying to hold it up.
But then they're like, no. It looks like he's still alive. Like the family. I think he's alive. Paramedic.
Family.
He still talks.
He still. No, go out of a big box.
Matter of fact, let's make pretend Tom Ligas, he's laying in his casket, right? But just to get him, no, I don't mean in a sick way. Don't move your mic. But like maybe the family.
Let me
knows.
Tell you something. I've planned my funeral, Todd.
The family,
Todd, I have made arrangements for my funeral.
Tom Ligas' family knows that or his fans, they come to an open casket.
This is
casket.
No joke. I've paid $50,000 to ensure that fans will be there.
Yeah, the fans are there, and they come up and they play his
theme. I've made sure that no women in my life are going to get any of my money. All of it is going to a big party where my body gets its dick sucked.
So Tom Ligas...
They're going to pull cadavers out of UCLA, and I'm going to get laid.
So Tom Ligas is laying in a casket, but he's really dead. But because
I'm dead, baby, but I'm living.
But the fans come over and they play. Yeah,
I might be dead, but I'm living.
But the fans come over and they play his theme like on their phones just because it wakes him up, even though he's dead.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Hey, Tom, listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like they're crying and sniffling. Yeah.
Tom! Look, he's waking up.
I don't care.
I like how you're acting it out.
Satan is torturing me in hell. Blah, blah.
All right, listen. Stop everything. We're not. Let's hold on. Let's.
I saw Tom Lekas one time. When I was in college, I went to see him do his radio show at a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went in and watched him, and he was behind the glass. He was behind this glass taking calls. He stands the whole time, and he's going, and there's a crowd of people, me and these other people behind the glass looking at him, and they're all like his entourage. So they're laughing at everything, and he's behind the glass on the air going like, "You sound stupid, dear." And then he'd turn to everybody and be like, "Right, I showed her." The whole time he was doing it, he was turning and smirking to the audience like,
"You know,
I showed that bitch."
I used to, because, look, you know, why do I think it's funny to parody him because of the hatred? I would think it's funny to parody anybody, including Hitler, that is that, seriously, that is that much of a moron. Here's why. But you know what's sad about it more? And did we talk about this the last time you were on? I don't think he's dumb. I've heard him deal with some serious issues brilliantly.
Right.
And I think he found the niche there.
If you have a gun, you don't deserve to have a gun. And I'm going to talk around very fast.
All right, I'll sing later. Yeah, it says everything I wanted to say. Give me this jingle here. I'm not giving up on this. I am not giving up. Oh.
You like Confucius.
You like Confucius?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're gonna love Confucius.
Confucius. No, you like Confucius, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then you're probably going to love
the Analects and all that.
Listen to this.
Oh, you're going to love Confucius.
I never saw that coming.
Did you not, really?
No, I never saw it coming.
Well, did you really or not?
No, I feel like I was knocked down by a trolley in the street. Yeah, I am. I'm going to press charges, trolley.
I can't read any of
I'm going to see you in court.
Tom, can you read?
Drunk-ass trolley.
Oh, those are released.
Yeah, can you read those, Tom?
Okay.
We These got some good ones sent in. Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Okay, do you understand
the
premise?
Do you mean Tom Martin or Tom Likens?
Tom Martin.
Do you know Confucius is a deep philosopher of ancient China.
I've read. Oh, hold on. I think this jingle says it all.
You like Confucius. Oh, you're going to love Confucius.
But I don't know if this comes from Travis.
Let's just get through a few of these because I'm not giving up on this bit.
All right, and I have some too.
All right, let's see.
That's always the best intro to a bit.
Travis Jones.
He starts off, "I'm not giving up on this.
I'm not giving up on this bit."
Audience after audience after audience after audience has failed to understand how great this is.
You will love this bit. You will love this bit.
My way. I'm doing it my way.
Okay, here's
the Hold on. By the way, this kid is singing. He's adorable, but he's singing "I Did It My Way" on America's.
It's an old person song.
Britain's. Yeah, he's 8 years old. I mean, unless.
And he's British too.
No, you didn't.
Right. You can't even put your shoes on, kid.
Killed by a texter while driving. No, you have to rattle people out of that. Even if I have to use live healthy children.
He was.
Oh, by the way, you.
He was killed by a texting driver during the taping of the TV show.
On national television, it crashed into the building and killed it.
But he was texting, "I'm going to kill this fucking kid."
Listen. You like Confucius?
I've read Confucius.
No, stop it. Stop it. Just take a deep breath. You're fucking getting... Do you like Confucius?
See, he gets...
I'm kidding.
He gets mad at me when I can't be serious, but then off mic, he's like, I know.
Oh, you're right. I did do that to you.
I'm like, yes, I read the guy. He's like, who asked you?
Do you like Confucius?
I prefer Confucius.
Well, then you'll like this jingle.
You like Confucius.
I'm telling you, it's funny at home.
Oh, you're gonna love.
There's some guy in a wood shop carving away at some, I don't know, some wooden dicks or something, and he loves that.
Right, don't be disgusting.
Yeah, that's
you
the audience.
Your gay agenda. What do you got over
hey,
there?
Hey, Todd, come on, we're winning.
Shh. Shh. No, seriously. It's not funny.
What do you? Oh, no, yeah, it's great.
You know what you are? A pervert. I like the guy who calls a healthy person in touch with who they are. You're a pervert, and I'd like to do some of these Confucius things.
That's what like the worst of like the worst homophobic people are in the world are like that's they have a thing, they have a gay thing that they're ashamed of.
You, everybody else around me is a pervert.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
From Travis Jones.
Yes, go ahead.
He's going to give these to you for free. Give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, fuck his wife while he's wasting his day fishing.
Oh, you're gonna love Confucius.
Another one.
Do not impose on others what you yourself do not desire. So can we stop with the yard sales already?
Oh, you're gonna love Confucius.
Another one.
Better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. Then I'll have the most badass driveway in the neighborhood.
Another play of the jingle.
Oh, you're gonna love
not fucking giving up on this motherfucking bit.
Dish.
Another one.
Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it because electricity hasn't been invented yet.
Play the jingle.
Oh, you're gonna love confused.
Here's the best part.
Dish.
The guy says, Travis says, my confused dish sounds more like a shitty stand-up.
Best.
Oh,
Travis.
You're gonna
By the way, when he said that, I thought, no, don't say that, because once I looked at it from that perspective, he was right, but I still love him. Play the jingle again.
His are better than mine.
Love,
can you read these?
Dish.
Yeah. Who's this from? Is it the same person?
I feel like those are the same.
That's Travis Jones right there. Thank you, Travis. Who's that from?
Mark Hinckley.
Go ahead. Go. Read his. Read him. Right. I'm not fucking read him. Go. Play the jingle.
We.
I mean, read it first.
We.
Read it.
He spends 10 minutes going, shut up, play the song. Don't let him talk first and then play the song. It's like what it's being
read
like
it.
On Man Cow.
Read it. Read it as one of your funny voices.
Have you ever been on Man Cow?
Oh, I know. He puts his hand up in the air.
He goes, you, stop. The breasts, give me more of it. I don't know. What's going on here? The problem is that the country out there with our freedoms going away. I'm not saying gay shouldn't gay, but oh, hubba, 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 there's a tit walked in. And you know, I'm talking to my kid about this.
I think I just shit a little.
I'm not.
No, no, he does not.
I
need
shit
that.
A lot.
Stop it. He does not need to be petrified.
I'm incontinent.
Hey, do one of your funny voices and read these goddamn fucking confused-ish things. Your voices and noises that you bring here today.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, okay.
No, read it.
Read it. The bigger the oar, the more fabric required to make a pair of sticks to fit them. Oh, sorry, I can't read this far away. Guys.
Read it.
This is really professional. When it's raining cats and dogs, umbrellas are a stupid idea. Why would you do that?
Oh, you're gonna love.
He's confused. Read another one. Shut the jingle off. Read another one.
Life is precious.
Just like that movie, Top Gun.
Play the...
That's funny, actually.
Well, now that you told me that I have to be confused, then it makes more sense.
Oh, well, fucking do it better.
Okay,
seriously, do
great.
It better. He's confused-ish.
Okay.
I'm not giving up on this bit.
Ready?
I've never worked so
ready?
Hard on
ready?
This. Yes.
What goes around is dizzy and probably needs to barf.
Oh, you're gonna love confused.
Is that it?
No, there's like, I was going, there's a bunch of
do another one. I don't give a shit. I got nothing but time. And Martin's over there.
I got nothing
few.
But time. You don't have a way out of here.
Boom.
I'm making a pyramid out of these confused-ish bitch.
Play it again. This could be one of our new cartoons we play.
You better not
hey,
shout.
By the way, we are making cartoons on the show, and this could be one of them.
Here, I'll, wait.
Hey, hello, Mr. Trolley.
Wait, Todd, do you? I'm going to be you real quick, okay? All right.
Read the thing. Just read one of them. Read one of them, all right? Just read one of the things.
Okay.
You see, when I do the bits out here, I want somebody to make sure that they know what they're talking about. Why aren't you playing the song and doing the fucking bit? Hey, what if we did a thing here?
You're doing me. That's right. You can do me.
Anytime, right?
It's like, Tom?
Okay.
You got it.
Confused to say, the wise man never fucks a shop vac. The suction can rip dick clean off. Can you imagine that? I wonder if that's ever happened.
Oh, you're gonna
now, wait. I thought you were supposed to take real ones.
That was more of a
that
loud.
Was.
That was more
the
of
wise
a loud
man,
duh.
The wise man, the real part, the wise man
Well, the wise man.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
The longest journey starts with the first step onto an L.A. Metro bus, but ends at the next stop when the bus smells like a mix of sewer and death.
That's a good one.
I like it. Show Tom some love.
You, here's another one. Last one
more. No, we're going to go back to this.
Okay, I got a couple.
Don't
more.
Worry.
We're going to read the same one. Same music, same bits. Exactly scripted.
This is a classic one. You'll recognize it. Confucius say, "You can't legally evict me until I'm 3 months late." Confucius know his rights.
Oh, you're going to love Confucius.
All right, pause it out.
You know what? I want to commend everybody for not doing a stereotypical Chinese accent for doing a Confucius bit, because that's the way I've always heard it.
By the way, can I tell you, we deserve a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, because see, the way I would have done it is, a Confucius say...
You know what? You might be better. Let me get these things out of the truck.
We got a couple more here.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Racism. That's what's been missing.
I knew there was a problem. Read that, motherfucker. Then get that goddamn jingle ready and tell and get fucking Lin Shaw on the phone and tell him to do that with a Chinese bad accent. And
okay.
Read it.
A better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. Then a most badass driveway in the neighborhood.
Oh, you're gonna love confused.
All right, I need to stop everybody. I need to stop everybody.
What are your feelings on China?
Do you think Do you think that
What are your feelings? Have you ever watched Chris Matthews on NBC? What are your feelings about China?
I'm taking it in.
What are your feelings about China, Todd?
I don't know if he's good or bad.
Yeah, you're right. It's somewhere right there in the middle.
Yeah, like take a stance.
Yeah, no, I understand the baseball of politics, but that's it. To me, politics is baseball.
Doesn't he interrupt his guests?
Yes, yes.
No, who doesn't? You know what? There's a time. Hold on. Stop it. Stop. No, we got to, before we ramp up to the silliness, because you know I'm going to have you singing later on in the show. Stop picking wax.
Hey, Todd's, I want to set the stage here.
No, give me the wax.
I can't put it in. I want to take the dry wax and put it in the wet part.
Yeah, here's
which is burning
what he's doing,
up.
Folks. He's taking the and that almost went out. If that goes out, I'm going to punch you in your fucking head. And it went out. I'm not going to punch you in the head. Do you have a lighter?
Yeah.
What do they call that? A lighter?
A lighter, folks? What do you have? A lighter there, folks? A lighter?
Now listen, shh.
Todd Glass's podcast is a very fragile operation. A little fleck of wax could throw everything off forever. That's it! I don't care how many $30,000 he invested. I'm done! I'm pulling the plug! He won't stop fucking with the candles!
Chris and I were cowering when he put the candle out. Fuck, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I know what people want. You don't understand. This podcast... Yeah, I know what people want right now.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
You like this?
Yes, I love this. What's the song called?
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
I like that song. All right, listen. Do you think it's a good idea? Is it true that Virgin America, you can send...
I know it sounds a dime like a do.
Put the first Sinatra riff on. I can let you sing, and we can give you hits. You know, play the Sinatra in the background. Okay, so I'm going to show you. I don't know what voices and noises you could do for this, but like... A boom ba 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 boom.
And then you put that in.
Yeah, we just add it.
Okay.
Like, you can go, I'm here at the doody-doo-bom. Boom.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Turning left, looking right, feeling good, feeling tonight.
Okay, I got a little bit of... Okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you some reverb.
Nevada, Arizona... New York City, the Bronx.
I like it. Tom like his singing.
All steaks are loin, a cut of pork, a pussy from a diamond fuck. Getting it right. Getting
it right. Listen, don't want to get crazy here. Hey, hi, everybody. I forget to say hi to the listeners. Usually up front, I say
they're gone by now.
They're gone. Imagine everybody's gone. How sad that would be.
No,
but like nobody's listening right now. Wait a second. Is that
No, I love it. I love imagining it. I love imagining
it. Why is that so funny to
me? That everybody in America was like, nah, it's
not
a good
nah,
one.
Nah, it's not for me. Nah.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm good.
That's all right.
Hey.
How much better could it possibly get?
No, hey, come here.
Hey.
It peaked.
Oh, I gotta come along.
I'm good.
Hey, do you guys need to hear any more of this?
Hey, Todd, you know, as long as they're not listening.
Come on. You sure?
Yeah, yes. Let's just go get a drink.
I mean, shouldn't we listen to the show anymore?
Leave it on.
All right. Yeah, you think?
Leave all the lights on. Who cares?
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, see you. You fucking smuts.
Wait a second. Have we really left the mics on?
Whoa, what?
Wait a minute.
What if somebody
is the most popular moment in podcast history?
What if somebody is listening?
They tuned in. Wait, God. It worked. They tuned in.
There is something funny. Here, let me tell you. What James did, he did his impersonation of like everybody listening to the show literally takes their headphones off and goes,
nah.
I don't need it. Please don't throw the headsets. Okay.
Pause the bit. No throwing headsets.
All right, listen. It's time. I'm going to get some fresh air in a second here. Hi, DC. Okay, stop. Virgin American. I like. I stopped the fun to do one of my dumb plans.
No, you got your seat. You got your seat. Let's do it.
Virgin American.
Don't worry. We can take this off the rails too.
You can send a drink to somebody on Virgin American. Is that true? Yeah. Like. That's a horrible idea, right?
So that's what's been happening when I get so drunk.
Oh. Are people sending you drinks?
I knew I was lucky. I didn't know it was a policy.
Meanwhile, some pictures of somebody waving at you like they're drink. I don't
like a guy with a short tie and like it was. He's like, hi.
He's sitting like on the wing
like a bad comb over from the 50s.
I'm in sales.
The sound you hear is me clapping to that bit. Everybody listening. This short tie.
Yeah, this short tie. Yeah.
Hi.
He's waving. His fingers are not waving at the same time. It's each finger one at a time. Like, hi.
You want to? Hey, I bought you gin and tonic. You want to come suck on my schmeckle?
Tinkle.
Schmeckle means penis in Jewish, right?
Oh,
it's such
it?
A good word. You want to suck on my schmeckle? Schmeckle? Sounds worse than penis. Schmeckle.
My wife's in Nashville.
I took my schmeckle and my wife sucks on it.
My schmeckle.
I love when my wife sucks on my schmeckle.
Hi.
She spritches my schmeckle.
Give me some back Sinatra. My wife sucks on my schmeckle. I say, honey, why don't you suck on my schmeckle? That's all I got. I got cancer in my body. I got rickets on my tits. But baby,
I'm in love
with you and your fits.
Let's try to do it together. But baby, I'm in love with you. So do the first
baby, I'm in love and it fits, yeah?
Baby, what?
Baby, I'm in love and it fits. Does that work?
Yeah.
Does that fit?
But you do it. We'll do the chorus together.
Okay. Right.
Got rickets on my tits.
Oh, yeah. I got cancer. Wait.
Sounds like.
I got cancer in my body. I got rickets on my tits. But baby, I love you and it fits.
Give us a B minus. I give you an A plus. All right. Listen. What are you doing with your headsets?
They're just a little broken. I think we're having too much fun.
You didn't do it. I'm having. Let me tell you something. Wait till I get some fresh air.
Guys, fresh air. Guys, send in a headphone if you can. I need one. Is anybody listening and it's from the headphone factory?
Somebody sent me in. You know the I want lady? I want this. They sent me in something. It's I want this and I want that. And somebody also sent in Confucius. Do we have that on the board?
Yeah.
We're going to do it next week. By the way, consider yourself. You're in a league all by yourself. There's a guy that sent the home song in. Mm. And then you did a parody of the I Want Lady. You know what I mean? And it was, well, play it. Just give me a second here.
I want a brownie wrapped in an American flag. I want.
Do you know this guy's name?
A delicious.
What is this?
Lamb. But I want to watch
what's
as
his name?
Throat is cut and its blood is drained before my eyes to ensure that it's really kosher. I want pancakes shaped like a Mickey Mouse by a real live divorced dad trying to win his children's affection back while they stay at his apartment.
That is who does that.
I say he won.
There's a woman.
If you're a divorced dad,
yeah,
then you're in the clear.
Hold on. We have a lot of pressure on us now because, you know, they're taking the show and they're... Oh, you got to fix those headphones.
No, keep talking. I'm listening.
Because they take the show now.
Can't hear all the dumb sound effects. Thank God.
What? Chris overreacted. How dare you?
Wait, what were you saying?
I'm saying that... Hold on.
He needs the trolley, really.
Hey, you... I wasn't sure if you like gin or whiskey, I sent over both.
And he's waving, oh, wanna come suck on my schmeckle?
And he's the pilot. That's what's weird. Is that's
the pilot. Hey, the pilot.
The pilot's getting you drunk. Yeah, I've maxed out my credit card. Yeah.
The pilot.
I'm not sure I want to land this until I know you better.
Yeah.
Isn't that an old joke about a pilot?
Yeah, he goes, you don't want to land a plane when you got a big one. Come help me take care of this, sweetheart. Our lives are in danger.
Is that an old joke about the pilot? He leaves the mic on and he goes,
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it like something like,
as soon as we land this plane, I'm going
to... Like, he makes an announcement, and then he goes...
I don't know the joke. Do it.
Oh, the pilot, he's making an announcement, and then he goes...
As soon as the plane lands, I'm going to get a gin and tonic and fuck that flight attendant.
Well, she doesn't know. She goes to run forward to tell him he left his mic on,
uh-huh.
And a passenger goes, hey, he said when he lands. Anyway, that you could make into a cartoon. All I give these people
That's
is...
That's in a joke book that they give out to dads.
Yeah. You know what I think's funny about all-you-can-eat buffets?
What?
All-you-can-eat. It's like not... you shouldn't want all-you-can-eat. I just picture someone walking by and seeing, hey, look at that sign. All-you-can-eat.
I've eaten a lot.
But I want... How about healthy, hearty portions? Is that enough?
No, I'm going to push your face out of my way. I want it all.
Hey, how about just a nice, sizable amount? Is that enough?
Yo, I'm going to kick you and you get out of my way.
Wait, how much do you want to eat?
I
want to
eat 150 pounds.
Sounds like you want to eat all you can eat.
I want to eat a person's amount.
And it's not even enough all they can eat. They want their food to be stuffed, too. Not only is it enough that they are stuffed, but they go, you know that chicken?
They stuffed it full of its own eggs. We took a chicken. How you doing? I'm the chef here at the restaurant. I know. Just stuff things inside of things.
Yeah, we got. You like mushrooms?
Sure.
Look at those on the plate. Look at this.
Sure.
Look at this plate of mushrooms. Now, how about
mushrooms are fine.
Yes,
are they stuffed with anything?
Look at this. I stuffed them with more shit.
Is it hurt when you stuff it?
Yes.
Good.
I don't just. Well, we don't just stuff the mushrooms. We stuff.
I want the mushrooms to feel pain.
Now look, take that stuffed mushroom and stuff it in your mouth and eat all you can
eat. Sure. And it's got it in there, right? You're not gonna stuff me inside of anything, could you, Pop? What? Me? Huh?
What if the buffet was also like there were like large aliens that were, so then it's like you stuff it inside of a fat person and then it's like,
wait, no!
And they're like,
wait, explain what they do now. You're at a restaurant.
It's a duck stuffed with a mushroom stuffed with crab.
So they take, say it again.
It's a crab stuffed mushroom
stuffed
duck.
Hold on, stop. We have cartoons to build here. I'm a customer. I'm sitting at the table.
Wait, stop. Oh. Turn down the cartoon factory. Tell Tex Avery to keep it down. We're making cartoons, goddammit. What's the logic part?
I'm a customer. I'm at a table, right? Picture, there's a candle on the table. The music's playing. You come over. You're the waitress. You're explaining the order to
me. Hi, how are you? We're fine. Would you like all you can eat?
Yes, we would.
Well, that's fantastic. We have a pig.
Yes.
And it's stuffed with a duck.
Oh, I like
it. And inside of that is several giant mushrooms stuffed with crab.
How much can I eat of it?
You can eat one, and another one later.
I want all I can eat.
Well, we got 50 in the back and a shipment coming in every hour.
How about when people
tell
you,
do we want the truck to just unload here?
You know when you're on the road and somebody goes, not that a sandwich is, they tell you how big the sandwich is. It's a
big buster.
Yeah, not that it's fresh. They go, you got to eat these sandwiches. They're 50 feet high. You need a ladder to get up to the top of the sandwich. It's 50. It's so good. You got to eat our buffalo wings.
It's terrible. It sounds like a cow that you licked out in the field. It tastes like it's still got fur on it.
I was just in Buffalo. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. Tastes like a cow. Shit and everything.
Hey, you want to see a picture of what we serve? It's a fresh bun with an entire cow on it.
It's a bloody stump of like a cow's ass.
No bullshit. I was just in Buffalo. Well, it sounds like a lie.
No bullshit.
I was in Buffalo. And they all go, you got to go eat these buffalo wings. They're the hottest. You got to sign a waiver. Your skin will fall off of your face.
Why?
I don't want to eat that hot of buffalo wings.
Yeah, I'm not a kid.
I know what people need. I mean, it's just that I know we do funny, but sometimes people want this.
Speech pick time in Georgia.
It is.
Apple pick time in Tennessee.
It's a karaoke festival.
Time in Mississippi.
Oh, it's karaoke season. It's karaoke season. The songs just plop off of the trees, and folks go out and pick them, and they put their own tunes on top.
Look how much fun we're having.
Oh, is that what this is?
How dare you?
No, I just, you know, no, just I'm lost in it.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Forget about the mic.
You know, sometimes when you're having fun, you don't realize it?
I do.
You do?
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
I always thought it would be like efficient to charge all you can eat places.
Wait, say it again.
I thought it would be efficient if you charged at all you can eat places by weighing someone when they walk in, and then weighing them when they walk out.
You know what? No, that's a good idea. By the way, if they did that at the supermarket, they'd get back all the. I do eat at supermarkets when they have the open bins. There's just no way I can. Even though
walnuts.
I think of other people's putting their hands in there, like the. You know what I eat a lot of?
They're nice people.
At the Whole Foods, whenever I'm walking down in the Whole Foods. And then I see those bins of...
Where Tom Ligas works.
Tom Ligas. Whenever I'm at Whole Foods and I see those bins of vanilla pretzels...
There's a special on artichokes.
You know, for years, I didn't think I liked artichokes.
Oh, they're great.
They're good. And you know what else I thought I hated until 2 years ago? Beets.
Oh, I still am not on the beet train.
Oh, I love them. One time I had beets with Sarah Silverman, not to name drop. I swear this is a true story. She called me the next day.
Yeah, beets have it hard enough.
Why does everything have to... Why do you have to... What do you have to... What do you...
Todd's falling apart right here. What was that, Charlie? The end is near. You were eating beets with Sarah Silverman.
Oh, you name dropper. I turned it around on you.
No.
I know I am, and Chris, you're being very grateful. Not grateful, very nice. I am pointing around my cue sheet like crazy and never stopping anywhere to do anything. All right, listen. The beats. So I had beats with Sarah Silverman, like a lot of them. I couldn't stop
eating them. You're like a conductor in an orchestra that you just start scratching your ass with the thing.
With the band, if a conductor dropped dead, would the band stop?
They wouldn't know what to play.
Would they just go, would it be
as
like...
As they carried away him on the stretcher, his hands are like... And then they go... Bah, bah!
Yeah. No, when they give him the... When they go... Shroomp, when what's that called? The electric...
Boom! And the orchestra goes...
They do a one count every time they put the... what are they called? When
The paddles.
All right, listen. You know when someone's making noise at the hotel... I go right back. At the hotel room?
Oh,
You can never... By the way... I don't mind noise when people sound like they're having fun. I can sleep through anything. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's having fun and I'm in a hotel and they're laughing, it doesn't bother me. It never bothered me. But I don't know why I had this thought. Like,
we're good travel buddies there.
If you, what does that mean?
Because I was in the next bed over. We were just jumping around.
Hey, one.
We had a pillow fight and you just slept through the whole thing.
One time. it's a long story. Never mind.
What?
That's
the it's a long story rim shot.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a long story. Never mind.
I don't want to do that. I think we might take a break.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sure, it is a good idea. I don't know what to do. You just got to know what people want. You know?
You were eating beets with Sarah Silverman.
Oh, she called me the next day and she goes,
Todd, don't forget when you go to the bathroom, you ate beets. And I'm not kidding you. I was like, thank God she left that message because I needed it. Because there was, it looked like I was
pissing blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is, shh, listen. This song brings, it really, when he sings it, and I'm not making fun of the little kid. He's great. He's a little kid. He's adorable. But
I'm not making fun of the little kid at all. I think he should get hit by an airplane, but I'm not making fun of a kid.
Foo?
They're British, that's why. That's why he's saying it's so funny.
I think it's sad to hear a little kid
sing. Oh, my little
song.
British child.
Hello.
What does he say?
Oh, just a little British one.
Hey, wait, let's get the song ready. What is your name?
All I've ate is your bars of four oats.
I'm sorry, I'll be, what is your name?
My name is Orphan Tom.
And how old are you? How old are you?
Oh, I'm five or something.
Well, shut up.
Five or eight, I don't know.
What song are you going to do today?
I haven't known many songs. There's only one song that my mother said before she fell off into the ocean.
Okay, I'm having a little time understanding you. What
right,
song?
Governor.
What song?
Marlboro.
Okay, I'm just say it again.
Marlboro.
My Marlboro?
No, sorry. I'm biting on my fingers because I can't have any money for food.
Oh, and you're going to... What song are you going to sing?
Why, My Way, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it. Hold on, do it again. I could laugh. Set it up, like start it from the beginning every time. It'll be funny to me three times. Hi, what's your name?
I'm sorry, Governor. I can't afford a name.
Oh, that's not funny, Chris. Chris doesn't know. Sometimes there's not a, you can't afford a name.
Why did all of you gentlemen come here with cameras and microphones to point at me?
What song are you going to sing?
Well, I've got to sing a song. I don't even know any songs, sir.
What song do you want to sing?
It's a song that makes me eat food.
All right, go ahead. Sing your song.
And now the end is near.
And the audience goes nuts.
And so I face.
Well, they go nuts, but if they don't give me nuts, I shall be ever so angry.
How can you talk while the song's playing? It's you singing it.
Well,
idiot.
I've got two faces.
Stay my case.
I'm a mutant child, you see?
Listen, you know what we need right here?
I'm a Siamese twin, I am.
You know what we need right here to take a break, to get us out of this bit? Well, thank God for Jingle Joe. Maybe we should stop. I like number one, too. This can get us out of a bit. You like the bailouts.
You're gonna love. Maybe we should stop.
We'll be back.
I feel like I've been thrown under the
we'll
bus.
Be back.
I feel like I've been thrown under the bus.
Oh my God.
You got two whole sound cues you play when you don't like what the guest is doing? Is that what you do, Todd?
This is the funniest fucking.
That's what I want to know. What I want to know is why you gonna bring people on a goddamn radio show like this, and you got a whole song that you play and says what you just did wasn't good. Can you answer me that? I'm a broadcasting legend. He's imitating me.
By the way, we were supposed to go to a break right there, but now I don't want to go to a break. Dude, Tom Likas if he was a turkey for someone that's high. Tom Likas. Okay, Tom Likas. No bullshit. Listen to this. He fucks a turkey. Seriously. And then the turkey has a baby.
It was there.
And I want you to be the turkey.
It wanted it.
Be the turkey that's half Tom Likas. Seriously, talk. Whatever the turkey would do, what would it do?
And I'm Tom Turkey.
No, do it right.
And I don't care.
No, he doesn't talk that much. He's more turkey. He's more turkey.
Yeah.
Perfect. What does he say to the other women turkeys? Well, you got to hear a little. He's got to be a little sexist to the other turkeys, but you got to hear like a little bit.
You,
and now it's Thanksgiving, and he's been pardoned by President Hillary Clinton.
That's
woman.
Because she was attracted to my turkey dick. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Shut the fuck up.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh my God! Mark the number. Oh my God! I hope this is funny to everyone else.
Oh my God! It is. Todd, this is hilarious.
If you're gonna, embark, fuck. How did it go? If you're gonna embark. I'm sorry, man. I guess I'm getting a little nervous or something. I can't think of what it fucking was. If you're gonna embark, if you're gonna embark on a journey of revenge, you.
Well, the guy's getting nervous.
What was it?
I think he's nervous-ish.
Damn it!
Oh my God!
You know how, like, you know how when, you know, somebody is, you know, you're mad at. Fuck. How it kind of, when you're mad at somebody, it kind of, I can't believe this is happening to me. I'm Confucius. I'm supposed to rattle these off fucking one by one. When I was 25.
Is he still going?
Do this.
Oh, I think he's nervous-ish. I should probably change the jingle for this guy.
If you're gonna embark on a journey of revenge,
what's his name?
Dig two graves. That's what it is.
Andrew.
If you're gonna embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. Okay. It's like, you know, if I can't, I fucking wrote it. I remember what it is, but I don't even know what it means.
That was the best confusedest ever.
I just didn't really have a pen.
That guy nailed confused it.
Keep playing it.
If you have any idea what this means, go ahead and give me a call. I'm sorry this keeps happening.
I'm just supposed to rattle them off
right now. It's really hard. Philosophy, being a philosopher doesn't make very good money. You know, and I've got bills.
It's not an excuse.
18 kids. So,
how long
yeah, man, I'm sorry. Have a good night.
Oh my God. That was actually, that was the original.
Let me tell you something.
Confucius recording.
Andrew, very funny.
That was great.
And guess what, Rich? Richmond. Is that his name,
yeah,
Richmond?
Richmond sent him the I Want.
The I Want. We didn't get to play all of it because, well, we screwed it up. But that I Want lady, he went on for like a minute doing a thing of her. Look, what do I got to go on for? Oh, stop it. I didn't lose weight. Oh, my God. Seriously? My hair looks like Clark Gable? Oh, shut up. Too soon. Oh, sure. James Adomian's funny. What? Oh, you did help me say how to say his name.
You couldn't say that part.
The trolley helped him.
The trolley helped me. Okay.
Hey, trolley.
Go ahead. The trolley's nice.
Do you know R2-D2?
He does. Of course.
R2, stop talking to the trolley.
Can I tell you something? Will you take a second and just go somewhere with me? Will you take a second?
Absolutely not.
You're shaking your head yes, but you're saying to the audience no, verbally.
I'm tired of your bits.
Stop. James, you're like a high mother. I don't want to curse. You're like high candy. But I've said that before, but you're like times 10.
Yeah, but it's
like that. You're just high.
Watermelon
you're so,
taste.
Was that eye candy or high candy?
High candy.
High candy.
No, gross.
What?
Shh. High candy.
All right, play a song.
Todd loves pussy.
You know what?
Todd, I got a serious proposition.
Seriously, I'm not even joking around. Chris Hardwick makes me play this. This bullshit.
Chris Hardwick makes you play this?
He does. Shut up. Don't talk over it. He gets mad. And I'm not bullshitting you.
You're talking.
Stop doing it. Seriously.
You know about Mark Maron tricking Todd?
This is a trick.
I'm doing everything to fix my image. Chris Hardwick said, you play that motherfucking pussy song and you get your audience back. Our network isn't a wayward home for sickos.
Well, I've said before, Todd, that it was like... It was like coming out of the closet and being like, all right, okay, all right, we're done with that. Back into the da-da-da-da-da. Well, like it's an old Carson all bit right. Where it's like, da-da-da-da-da, hey. And then I'm like, all right, I'm back. I'm going back in.
No, you know what I like? I sing songs now. Hey, bounce your boobies, give it a try. It's my new act. I go to girls in the crowd. Hey, girl, hey, bounce your boobies over here. Bounce them. Hey, 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 what's the matter? You can't bounce your boobies? Come on, bounce your titties. Ah, bounce your boobies. And all the girls do it.
Hey, honey, I'll bounce my titties anytime.
No, thank you. The song's over.
Sweetheart, I've been a woman for a long time, and I know them boys just love tugging on them titties.
Wait, who is this woman?
Well, my name's Gracela.
Now, make her come to Gracela. Life. Because, first of all, where is she at, the bus station?
Well, I'm on the bus station outside the restaurant.
And she just starts talking to you. I'm going to make this voice make sense.
Baby, I know you're looking at me a certain way.
Oh, so she's I know this is a character. I'm not crazy. So she's at the bus station. Does she hit on people?
Baby, I know you're hitting on me. I can see the way you're looking
at me. Okay, I'll be the other person. Ready? Yeah. I'll be the person that's, you know, she's totally wrong, obviously. She's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, what did you say, ma'am?
Baby, I can see you looking at me. I see you don't think I see it.
Oh, well, that's very... This is how I'd be. I'd be like, well, that's very sweet. I go, how you doing today?
Mm-hmm. You ain't going to climb up on top of me. Not today, baby. I had daddies climbing up on me since Moses went up on the mountain.
Now, let me tell you why... why I think this woman's lucky is because I'm going to tell you the...
boyfriends punching at my bags.
Hold on. No bullshit. If this woman really happened in real life... I wouldn't turn to her and go, are you fucking shitting me? I don't want to fuck you. Like, I try to be nice. You know, like, so do it
sweetheart,
again. Here's what I would really do.
Sweetheart, you wouldn't be the first one.
Here's what I would
you
really do.
You wouldn't be the first one to put me down inside of a bathtub and just get on in there like you was a duck.
If I wasn't in a relationship, you'd have a good offer there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I seen them husbands take them wedding rings off their fingers and just... Just screw them right up inside of a slide whistle.
What the fuck?
Bishop, our bus is here. We must go.
Oh, my God. My head is going to explode. You know what I was thinking? If somebody's
here, it's 7 minutes before the hour.
Wait. I'm not fat. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me record an intro for your show.
But you say you know what I'm talking about, and then see if I can say what I'm talking about, and see if the people can guess who's doing it.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? Email your answers to the Todd on the Todd Glass program. You know what I'm talking about? 1-800-500-TOD.
You know what is your toll-free telephone number.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, do one of those.
Would you have a real phone number?
No. Just say something.
Okay.
We'll play the music. Duh. We'll play the music. Oh, good.
You play the one without the words. Just play the regular Metallica song if you can.
That's on his phone.
Oh, well, I want to delay things. Is it okay if I delay things a few minutes?
You can do anything you want.
Guys, we're going to take a detour.
This is fun shit. Right, this is fun.
We're going to go to 9, well, whatever that clock means.
But not too loud because I'm going to do funny, it. Andrew. I'm going to do it so you can keep it.
How about Andrew? Wasn't that funny as bit? All right, here we go. Folks, you're watching us make a live. Now, we'll play this later. Maybe this will be the new opening for the show.
Usually people for promos for a show, they'll pull the moments from the show where it's going well.
No, I tell them.
But then you're like, you guys, stop everything. There's a promo.
this is the moment it's going
guys, what
well.
What if I go, shut the fuck up. I want to do a little promo and make it sound like it's a fun show.
You'd like to do... Oh, got it. After this, write this down. I'm not bullshitting. Write this down, please. Rattle through people for James to do. Because what I like about
comedians?
James, he does them. Not you never ask someone to do. That's why if somebody asks me to do a bit, I'll fucking do it. Even if I have to light up a cigarette and
message,
do my dad smoking.
That message goes out to all 10 fans of mine.
You know what? Don't be
I want you to say whatever you want.
Who are the people
you
want
know what
to
I mean?
Do.
Yeah. Like, I like people when they'll do it. Stop playing with your mic. Are you shitting me?
What do you mean?
No, seriously.
I'm not playing. This is my job.
That's good. If you only knew how much that was killing me.
Todd.
Everybody
wait,
at this table
wait,
knows.
Wait. Todd. Please. Stop. Todd. There's a noise downstairs. Todd, I'm scared.
Stop.
Todd.
I can't. It's like right. A sickness. It's a sickness.
That's not the only one.
You ready? Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Do one of the promos.
I made a list of people he could do. I don't know if I was supposed to do that,
yes,
too.
Yes,
but...
good work. What, do you want a cookie?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Play it.
You are listening to the Todd Glass program. You know what I'm talking about? It is a show. Not Olsen, my right-wing wacko, work-convicted felon. No,
Mr. Rogers is great.
You are a shrill, shrieking shrew, and I'm gonna send you back to dinosaur days.
I said it before, I'll say it again.
Dad is here, and Dad is mad. Blam!
Is this for me, the promo?
Todd Glass! Why are you calling in your own promo?
Well, they were playing...
I don't care!
No, here's what I was doing. They were playing clips of me. Did you get it, Tom? Like, during the intro, it's Tom going, it's the Tom
I
Glass
am
joke.
A piece of fat that fell from the barbecue grill, and
like
now I'm blowing up.
Wait, but that's...
Your blow
own...
me up, Todd!
Oh.
Hey, you know what we could use from that?
Nothing.
The last part. Blow me up, Todd.
We'll
just that.
No, we'll use the whole thing. No, trust me. Trust me. That's a gem.
What do you want the listener to jump out of the airplane? Some people listen to this podcast on airplanes. What do you want them to open the emergency door and take the whole thing down over to Pacific?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, if you're listening to this podcast on an airplane, please don't do anything rash.
Oh. What's wrong? You don't like it? No, do you like it?
I already confessed.
It's my kid. Do you like it? No, do you like it? It's my kid.
You can't say those things together. Do you like it? It's my kid.
Exactly.
And I'm the boss.
Do you like it? Hey, that's my daughter. Is she pretty? No. No, you're not going to pressure me. You're not going to do that. What if somebody went nuts? They walked in. Look at my daughter. Ain't she precious? No. And then, you know, cover
no,
her
stop
ears.
Doing it, Pam. We don't like your kids.
Right, listen. I want to take it. We're going to. Here's what we're having. Here's the small
I
agenda.
Want a divorce.
Here's. Yeah, we are. We're going to do a lot. This is going to be a very long show. But here's in the next.
Get ready, folks. It's going to be very long with the same amount of enjoyment as a much shorter show.
I want you to listen to us.
But you sell it like that's a selling point.
Listen.
Guys,
listen.
You're in for one hell of an hour and a half and another hour and a half.
You're
going to
want to stay on the treadmill an extra hour.
Guys, shh. I am in control. Whose name does it say on all those chairs?
By the way, this place is, I've said before, this place is so, every time I come back, it's a little bit funnier. There's a little bit more memorabilia on. There's another thing that has Todd Glass's name on it. There's all these chairs. There's these director's
Can
chairs
I tell you why?
That have Todd's name on it. There's memorabilia from TV shows or whatever, but they are all like, Todd, you're the one. Just in case someone forgot that it was the Todd Glass show.
Can I tell
and
you
I
what?
Don't know who this friend is that let you do this up here. You have an electric chair sitting over there in the corner. Doesn't that look like an electric chair?
Yeah, it does.
Todd, that's...
That was Chris Farley's chair at SNL.
Was it really?
Yes, but it's okay. It does look like an electric chair.
And then...
I started to joke.
There's downstairs, there's all these sports cars, and I swear to God, I just... I want Todd.
I don't play it. Never mind.
I want Todd at the end of the show to every show go down and get in a different sports car and drive away through the window like the glass breaks.
If we had budget, that's what I would do. But Chris Hardwick, that's what I would do every week. Okay.
There's a blue 2-seater car, like a roadster that Peter Sellers would drive.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying.
Okay, I was going to do something nice.
But
I have a video slide of here. If you die, this is what I'm going to play at your funeral. I made this for you.
Oh,
no, I made this because I thought if you ever died, I go, I want to have something real nice to let everyone remember.
Why am I licking an asshole? That's the slide you put together?
Your friend sent it to me. I don't know. I wanted your family to remember you. I'm not. Shut the fuck up. You're ungrateful. This is the slideshow.
Just
at your
pictures
funeral.
On my phone.
Look, I was going to play this song. Is this not a beautiful song?
Yeah.
Let people remember you. Look at this.
That's me on my deathbed.
I took a picture of you. I threw it in there.
There's nothing. Why isn't there something from the happy times?
Because I couldn't find any footage. That's my point. You're not taking enough
you
pictures.
You never loved me.
That's the reason I had you here tonight. It's an intervention. That would be a funny thing.
Folks, there's a picture of me on a dartboard, and he's been throwing darts at it.
I need to do this for myself to make everything we're doing make sense.
Apologize to every single one of your 10,000 listeners.
Hey, it's 25. Single listeners. No. Get it? 20, you thought I was 25,000?
Oh, yeah.
Right, listen.
No, I knew it was 25.
I want to make this make sense. I want to make this make sense, this bit.
All right. Well, we're going to
have
to start over.
Well, the guy, he gets them together, and he goes, look, you know, I want you to know I made this video that it's going to show at your funeral. That's a little morbid anyway, but... It could have been nice and pictures with him and the kids.
But it's all weird footage. And also, the guy's in perfect health.
He's not. There's not. Oh, no. It's not like I'm dying. I have 6 months.
He's in perfect health.
He's just introducing this into his mind.
Yeah. So
in the background, there's the guy that's gonna fuck his wife when he's dead.
Oh,
handsome neighbor.
He's smiling and pointing. Right, like we always liked you around, Todd.
Order in the court. Order in the court. I want you to
Todd
listen.
Todd Glass, comedy judge.
I'm not gonna lie. I want you to listen to this Frank Sinatra song. There, I said it. I just like it. Here's what someone told me. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you shitting me?
No,
we're going to do the water math out bit. We're going to have you do impersonations of comedians.
Oh, no, I'm writing down something else.
Well, it's sort of a water math out, Walter Matthau inspired bit.
Right.
But first, we're going to listen to the Sinatra song. Shh, please. Then we're going to have you do some impersonations. Then we're going to do the Walter Matthau bit. And then we're going to do something else.
That I wish that more TV would be like that, where they go, we got a great show for you folks. Chris Hardwick's on the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Paul F. Tompkins is going to be on later. Kyle Kinane's doing some stand-up it's a great show. It's
something else.
Yeah,
you never see that. I think you were trying to do more of a bit, like if they wouldn't have a promo. Like,
well, they
tomorrow
haven't planned
night
it out.
On Ellen,
they
she'll be doing stuff. Right, that's a little bit of a lazy, right? Am I right? I fixed your bit.
Oh, so see, when
how about a little appreciation? What's the matter? You can't say anything nice?
See, Todd actually, if he has to, he goes to the level of like, that wasn't funny. Mine was.
No, you know.
See, I always let someone know after the microphones are off. I slam down the headsets and I go, I want you to know at an hour and 20, I saved your ass.
I want you to know that bit you did, I really brought it to life. I listen. So someone told me, my sister-in-law knows a lot about Frank Sinatra, and this was like when his voice was probably at its best to me. Like, I just heard this today, and it made sense what she was saying.
He's
at its deepest, but he's still fine. He's still aware. He's still sharp. He's still slick. You know what I mean? The quality of his voice, I was like, I really like it. So anyway,
this is one of his rare hit songs you don't hear much.
No.
It's called Reagan Wasn't That Bad.
Yeah, you got to let it build, though. But let it play. Let it build. I heard you.
Well, all right. I think I'm going out of my league.
Now, it takes like two. Takes a minute. Let it breathe.
I think I'm going out of my head.
Start it over. Here's what I want,
Todd,
though.
I was loving it.
Get a scotch if you're sitting at home.
Take a
hit of your pot.
I've had some pot.
Oh, you're talking to other
Tom,
people.
Tom, stop writing stuff. You're making me nervous.
I'm listing names he can impersonate.
Well, you have enough. You have 30 names over there. You haven't stopped writing.
No, but I can't just do anybody.
Yes, you can.
No.
I've seen you.
No. No. Well, he has very strict.
Do you want to work on Word Girl again when it comes
to Tom and I did a cartoon together for PBS.
I know what my audience wants.
I want to plug Word Girl, a cartoon that doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's back.
Guys, my audience wants everyone to be quiet. I know what they want.
Do you have a secret earphone that's them?
Todd, do you ever want to touch an Emmy again?
No.
Then
you better shut the fuck up.
You don't have a hope of winning
please.
One.
Shh. We're going to listen to the Sinatra song. People at home, lower your light. You know, I thought I wouldn't do this last week. I thought I did it with a Paul Anka song. But no, I liked it. You're actually holding a scotch. So this song takes like 2 minutes. But when he starts.
When I hold a scotch.
That band. Well, you have ice in it. The clinking of the cubes. That band is like a 50-piece orchestra.
Can I smoke over here?
And he's so... Yeah, smoke a cigarette. I'd be happy if you smoked a cigarette during the song.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my doctor... You know what I've been doing? Lying about stuff to my doctor. Because...
You get better medicine that way.
Well, whatever I... Why don't I shut the fuck up and enjoy it? Instead, I go... like, I won't stop. Why can't I just take a second? Because I'm afraid I'll forget my joke. That's why. So I'm like, keep trying to like going, okay, I got to talk. All right, listen. What did we just talk about? Come on. Scotch?
No.
Cigarettes.
Your doctor.
Your doctor.
Oh, so my doctor goes, Todd, what do you eat at night? I said, he's going to tell me to cut down whatever I, you know. Cut down whatever you say, you know. So I go, I've been having 7 pizzas every night at 2 a.m. He goes, can't you have 1 pizza? I go, I'll try. He goes, what do you do? I go, wait, and then after that, I empty out the mini bar. Everything. He goes, can't you just have like 5 or 6 candy bars? I go, yes, I'll try.
See, that
is that a cartoon?
No.
Is that a cartoon?
No.
That's
never,
a cartoon, right?
That could
be a guy
play.
In a barber cutting his hair, and he's telling a bit about a mini bar.
Nobody. Wait, Todd.
Thank you.
Todd, you know, that's a good negotiation tactic, is you pull so far in the other direction that the compromise is somewhere that's already in your favor. Like, you're like,
right.
that way, if they're just being an honest person,
can we make it a cartoon?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Okay, you be the doctor.
The doctor?
Okay, yes. Yeah. I'm trying to make their work easy for them.
Todd.
Yeah, you could be any voice you want.
Todd, it's me.
Yes.
It's Dr. Simon.
How you doing, Dr.
Hi,
Simon?
Hi, Todd. Well, I'm kind of sick myself.
The doctor wouldn't say it. Stay
smoking
in character.
A cigarette while
he examines. These are cartoons.
I still
okay, listen,
smoke.
We're going to do it again. I don't want you to stop.
Okay.
And I love that you're really smoking a cigarette
here. A doctor who smokes.
But the character smokes, too.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, yeah. This guy. Okay, so here we go. Yeah. We're at the doctor's, and he's basically, I'm lying about my consumption so I can still do what I want. Here we go. We take you to the doctor's office.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, doctor.
It's Dr. Simon.
Hi, Dr. Simon.
Sorry, I'm just smoking.
Remember, this should be a minute.
Listen, Todd, we've been looking at your tests.
Yeah. What? I didn't know you smoked.
Sure I do. I smoked. I was an old game show character actor.
So anyway.
Yeah. And now I'm a medical doctor. They only let me practice in Culver City. Culver, it's Culver City Hospital /Hospice. It was Methodist for 30 years, and they pulled their funding. I'm still going.
You should not be a doctor.
Todd.
Yes, I've been eating. I've been trying to watch what I eat, doctor.
Look, I I've been watching what you eat, too.
Ask me. Do so we can do the thing.
All right. Todd.
Yes.
How much are you eating?
Well, I've been having like 7-8 pizzas a night.
Oh, I love pizza. How? 7 or 8?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's too much, Todd. Could you eat just one pizza?
Could I have 2?
Oh.
All right, I'll have 1.
Is that the middle of our negotiation? Fine. 2. At least I saved him 5 pizzas. Right. That's the way I'm putting it in my head.
I've been smoking 22 packs a day.
Just give them to me. You're smoking 20 packs a day? 20 packs.
I want you to enjoy this cigarette.
Sell some of them to some kids, and then you'll feel better in the evening.
That's the worst.
That's what I do. I get too many. I can't smoke them. I get them in Mexico. You get a good price. Here's a tip, Todd. Go down to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
When you go through the border, you just
this is still my doctor?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there on the table being examined.
Then to Mexico,
okay, listen,
bring $500.
I'm making this work. So, well, it is working already, but for me. So I'm just sitting on the table in the examining room, and this is the doctor smoking, examining me, and he goes off on these long stories.
Wait, give me your hand. Just because we're across the table, but this is part of it, is that the whole time he's talking, he's kind of like...
Now you see.
No, he's massaging
his
head.
He's touching you.
Like he's doing it.
He's prodding your body.
He's acting like he's checking your pulse. The whole right. time he's talking, he's like puts his fingers like on your glands, and he's doing the things. He's knocking your knees. No, don't do it here.
You'll love it. Are you in good health?
Yes.
Because how much are you eating?
I've been eating good. I've been having like about 5 pizzas a night.
Should have 2. Just cut it in half.
The fact that he smokes, I cannot.
Well, plus it's a hospice hospital, so he's dying. He himself is dying.
Doctor that never said it was bad.
So his job is a hospice hospital. He prescribes heroin to dying people.
I had a lot of colleagues, and they all passed. God rest.
Okay,
I'm
listen.
I'm the last medical doctor that still recommends Marlboro.
No, I like the idea. It's a hospital that does hospice, and you yourself are in hospice. So you're prescribing yourself the heroin-like drugs.
Of course I'm going to die.
Turn the camera off.
You know, I only use Burt's Bees products.
Is that better than the other stuff?
It's got honey or something. I love my Burt's Bees.
It's so funny. I love. Let me talk to this guy.
I don't know why I'm rushing.
Look how ugly his face
bit.
Is when he smokes a cigarette.
I don't know.
it's like a horrified face.
I love that he's the doctor and he smokes while he examines you. It's good fun.
Look, are you going to tell anybody?
Tell anybody what? That you smoke?
Yeah.
Be this guy. Would he like a girl at a bar?
Oh yeah. No, sure,
would he
yeah.
ever be able? Does he? I'm not joking. To me,
I
this
never
guy.
Marry.
To me, this guy, and he's not homosexual. This guy's straight. It's
oh,
funnier.
No, my brother was homosexual. I never could do any of that.
He's not even. He's just being honest.
No, I voted for Harvey Milk. But I'm not gay.
So he would. I don't think this guy could go to a bar and meet women. I think he just gets high-end prostitutes. Right? That's why he lives in a shitty apartment, because he literally, sure. like, he spends $100,000.
Some of them expect a humiliating environment, so I provide it.
Please close your eyes.
Well, I think I'm
and let it breathe. Please let it breathe. I'm
yes,
begging.
I think I'm going out of my head over you.
The last doctor was trained as a podiatrist. That's what's weird. He's
over
a foot doctor.
You.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm a foot fetishist, not a foot doctor.
You're ruining the
want
song.
You to want me. I need you so badly.
Let the song play.
I don't know how to practice any medicine.
Well, you're ruining a good fucking song.
I can't do any medicine on people's feet, but
Tom,
I love sucking on them.
Seriously, you're ruining a good fucking song. I wanted to close our eyes and just really enjoy
Todd,
it.
Todd, put your feet up here on the table. The examination is done.
He's got corns.
You're both ruining a good song.
Do you mind if I take my shoes off?
All right, it's funny. Real funny.
I must think.
I can't believe you guys. You really.
Oh, that feels better.
Seriously.
Oh, that feels good.
Hey, you're ruining the song. I just wanted you to let it breathe.
Sometimes I just need a little tension.
Can you just let this part breathe?
Should keep us apart.
Sure, fine.
Oh, don't cough. You're making me sick. You're ruining the most beautiful song in the world, and you're coughing.
Do you want me to hear them listening to the song? I want to listen to the song.
Stop coughing.
Over you. Over you. I see you each morning.
Yeah, I get it.
You go right
by. They live together.
You don't even
look, I get it. Look, Frank, you're doing what you do when you live with somebody. Of course you are. You asked for it.
Just call. Out of my head.
Culver City.
You should relax. Go in the pool.
Day and night. Night and day and night. Wrong or right. Day and night. Night and day and night. Wrong or right. Day and night. Night and day and night.
I never saw the talent. I was never a fan.
The Todd Glass Show.
Never saw the talent in Frank.
No, I saw him 5 times.
You didn't think he was talented?
I saw him 5 times over 20 years.
And you didn't think he was talented?
No.
For a crooner?
No.
Who do you like?
Dean Martin.
You like Dean Martin? Sure, he croons.
Dean Martin was light years ahead.
In my mind, I like the idea that you moved to Culver City in 1978 for like about 6 months. It was the coolest place in the world. It was the West Hollywood of that era. Culver City was happening.
Oh, people used to get coked out of their minds and crash into each other at National and National and National. Right there at the intersection of all 500 different national boulevards, people would just be in cocaine-fueled wrecks.
Remember that time that
That was before Japan ruined Detroit.
He has political opinions that he gives, like he throws out once. Oh, sometimes I've had doctors give me their political views, and it's like it seems so inappropriate.
What's this guy's name?
Dr. Herman Simon.
Okay. Okay, now here's what I want this guy to do. That's what's great about bits. It doesn't have to make sense. I don't even know how
sometimes
this guy...
Sometimes I wear a short tie and I fly on Virgin America.
Everything comes full circle.
I charter a flight and I have it fly 100 miles and land in the same airport because I want to know what it's like.
That's this
but
guy
I'm under is. House arrest, so I can't leave Culver City.
I love that he's a doctor, but only in Culver City. Why do they have some loophole?
I'm under house arrest. I'll tell you why. It's a funny thing. It's a boring story, but I'll tell you why.
Can I guess why?
I'll tell you exactly. Yeah.
Hold on. Can I guess why?
Go ahead, but you won't be right. I do this to people sometimes. I kill patients.
I'll tell you why, I have a little deal with the morgue.
I'll tell you why he operates
in Culver City. I'm guessing because there's some weird loophole that you don't have to be a doctor to be a doctor in Culver City.
Well, if you're a hospice doctor, that's why I let you in. I'm a medical doctor.
Oh, you're not a medical doctor.
I am a medical doctor.
Sure you are. Would you like to do a karaoke song while you're here?
Sure.
All right. Well, first, let's do this.
Do you have a sad song?
I don't. We'll do a. Who, you Urkel now?
I liked him.
You're slipping in.
I always liked him.
I'm Urkel. You know what?
Sometimes my voice slips.
You just need to. Just shh. Seriously.
People have made fun of me forever.
Listen.
I don't begin to know when. But I know it's going strong.
Come on, you're ruining a good song.
Was it in the spring?
Come on, just let Neil Diamond listen to this, and he can't stand to hear someone else do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Believe you'd come along.
You gotta have a vibrato there. You ruined it, fucked it up.
It's my nephew. Can you just enjoy it?
No.
Holding hands.
You see, there was a sexuality when I would do that.
Reaching out.
Touching me. You gotta have a voice like a rubber band.
Wow. He's only 13.
It's Caroline!
He's 13.
He's 13, he should end it now. Let me tell you, kid, it gets worse. What's he playing on?
Ukulele.
No wonder.
It's a karaoke festival. What do you want? All right.
And it don't
fade it out,
Mike. Neil Diamond.
You want to hear more?
Neil Diamond always.
And when I heard.
That's right, I have the volume now, motherfucker.
You're trying to blow me out. Okay. The volume's getting warm.
All of his songs hit a crescendo. He never has a song that just like. Hey, you know what? Everything's happening. It's always like, I did it all!
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole song where it's like, I said, to no one there. Like, I said, to no one there. And you're like, Guess what, Neil? You could have left it there. You didn't have to tell everybody. If it was just you and no one was there, you could have gotten off scot-free.
You didn't have to.
You know what? I'm done. I'm not going to tell anybody about that.
Let's get some karaoke up on this board.
Let me sing that one?
Well, we're having a karaoke festival.
It's the unadvertised karaoke festival. Todd Glass Karaoke Festival.
I'm changing the name of the show
to
Karaoke Festival. That way people will go, you know the show, the Karaoke Festival?
You say karaoke.
Oh, well, how do you say it?
Karaoke.
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 Okay. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
If I change the name of the show to Karaoke Festival... The people will go, hey, you know the karaoke festival show? Yeah, they do a lot of karaoke, but they do a lot of other funny shit. So no one can give me any shit for going, they do a lot of karaoke, because someone will go, that's the name of the show, you dumb fuck.
Can you add jingles?
What you're saying is to.
Jingles and karaoke.
It's called Jingles and Karaoke.
Todd.
People go, you know that show, Jingles and Karaoke?
They have a lot of comedy.
They do a lot of karaoke and jingles, granted. I guess that's why the name of the show, but they get into some good shit over there. Yeah. You know, it's. But nobody could say it's too much because they'd go, asshole, it's called Jingles and Karaoke.
You're just asking for people's criticisms of Todd Glass to then be shifted over to this thing called Karaoke Festival. Like, you know, I used to listen to the Todd Glass show. I liked it a lot, but then sometimes they didn't like Todd Glass. And with the Karaoke Festival, I don't even think about Todd Glass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I take that as a compliment. What do you want to do?
You shouldn't.
Hold on.
Do I sing it from sitting here? Do I sit here?
Hold on. You can go.
Well, I'm sorry. I have malaria.
I wish Neil Diamond was in town. And
there was no sympathy.
City,
we moved on to the next topic.
Thanks, you motherfuckers.
I'm on the side here, ready to chime in bits, but I've never been less needed to chime in bits.
How are you feeling, Tom?
I'm fucking entertained.
No, hold on. I want to do a thing. Hold on. I want to get right to you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's be serious.
I want to do a serious bit, okay?
I just imagined the way you...
You see, that's the problem. You imagine too much. And I got a bit that I want to do that doesn't involve any imagination. It's just a thing.
But what if Neil Diamond went to the doctor?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
I am acid. And then the doctor goes, Neil, you're dying.
What song do you want to do as Neil Diamond?
Oh, my God. They're all ridiculous.
I know. Sweet Caroline. Yeah, he's done that enough.
Too much. Everybody does that.
Hey, Jude.
He does Hey Jude. That's a long song, isn't it? Does it say how long they are?
No, I don't know how long.
Hey. Oh, does it, do you have a...
Oh.
Is this what you have?
Yeah, it's all we got.
What's the one...
You're
Cracklin' Rosie?
Watch your mouth. Your mother's a whore. No, that's the next song.
I'm going to slap you in your cunt, Todd.
You know what? Why do you have to class up my show? How's everybody at home?
Are these all Neil Diamond, or are they just other people?
We take time to talk to the listeners now.
Oh, really?
Just say hi to them.
Hey, you.
I mean, the whole thing's for them, but it doesn't hurt once in a while to say hello to
them. Hey, fat piece of shit.
Why do you got to ruin a beautiful moment with your horrible...
Because it's not my podcast. I don't care about these people.
I'm editing that out.
Okay, let's...
Somebody will laugh.
Somebody will laugh, but then a couple of people will blow their brains out.
Oh, stop. Don't create an editing nightmare for me. Okay. I'm not going to edit any of this out.
Oh, no!
No,
I'm ruined.
Shut up.
edit that out so it's just pure failure. And I don't pull anything out of it. Not even a sympathy laugh.
Just play.
Guys, I'm dying here. Come on. You should see. Guys, if you have my family that made you feel bad about yourselves, listen, I spend most of the nights alone looking either at the moon or the clouds.
Right, play a song.
Believe me, it's sad when you can't even look at the moon. Clouds come over. Jesus Christ. Guys, I got nothing. I perform for people and then I never see anybody. Todd's my only friend.
Are you really falling apart
here.
All right, go ahead, play a song.
No, I just want to make these idiots feel better.
Play something.
Yeah.
How about...
These are all him covering things. They look like Beatles songs.
None of them are Neil Diamond. They're all just karaoke.
Oh, this is all the karaoke songs you have.
Yeah. This is taking forever.
Fuck. All right.
Hey, everybody. I know.
So why are we doing this? I thought it was like a whole suite of Neil Diamond songs.
Oh, no. We don't have that many Neil Diamond songs.
this is hilarious.
I mean in a bad way. No, you're doing great. Don't worry.
So wait. The guys, I want to make clear to the audience, there's no karaoke capabilities at all. We're just going to drag this on and make you think that we're doing this.
Oh, no. No.
We're not looking at a screen full of karaoke songs.
I'm not being the best at...
How about these eyes?
Go ahead, go.
That's a good one, right?
Who are you going to do it as?
As Neil Diamond, right?
You bang that was the idea. Microphone anymore.
That's why I picked it.
Okay, do you want to... Should he go up there?
Yeah. Ta-da-ta-da-ta.
Well, how will it sound?
These eyes.
Okay, go ahead up there. Can you put your mic in the stand? Guys.
The system. Have you ever tried to update your IMDb page? It's the most difficult fucking thing to do.
One, two.
I go up there?
One, two, one, one. Hello. Yeah, I'm bringing it over. I am my tribe.
Well, this is not a Neil Diamond song.
Hold on.
I am
my... Wait.
He is a man. Hold on.
Have you ever read about a frog that dreams of being a king?
we got to have some fun with you up there as Neil Diamond. Yeah. Wait, maybe you should be doing it here.
I made
down
it
there.
What do you think's better?
What, for audio?
Yeah, probably here.
There sounds better, yeah.
Why don't I let him have this mic and put some echo in?
Look, at the end of the show, Todd, we can sing a duet up here.
No, hold on.
That's true.
You're making an edit here. Hold on. I try. Whenever... You know.
You have a...
All right, here we go.
We got a king that dreamed of a frog.
Here, you come over here. Come on over here.
Over there?
Yeah, because you have reverb. It'll sound
better. Do you want me to man the table while you guys are moving around? I'm good.
Now you're going to make an edit, right?
No.
This goes in as the bonus material.
All right, guys. I don't want to freak anybody out, but suddenly I'm Todd, and here I'm going to point at a few things. I just got some notes. I have a few things that I just have here.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so just come in right with the music as a clean. Okay. Talk into there.
These eyes.
It's a little too much, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
But it's...
How do I turn it down?
Well, you can't. I can turn it off and then put it on the wheel. No, no, no. Just leave it
Let's
there.
Let's try it.
Go ahead. This is how they used to record back in the 70s.
Are we ready?
And a five, and a one, and a six, and a one. Ready? Okay. All right, he's playing. Is everybody else ready? Is it just going to be a piano track? Fuck. I got my echo. I got the piano. All right, we got the bass in. Good. Okay, we got a little. Okay, find the drums in, too. Oh, it's my turn?
This is how it used to be.
These eyes cry. Cry every night for you. These arms longing to hold you again.
Tom Likas.
The hurting that began. But I will never be free. No, baby, not. You gave a promise to me and you broke it, bitch. You broke you. Oh, yeah.
I like you filling the musical break.
Eyes are fat. Watch you bring the world to an end. I don't care. This heart could not accept and pretend. The hurt was on me, but I will never be free. No, no, no. You took the vow at the end and you spoke it.
Chris on drums.
You spoke it, baby. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love. Feel a level on a seat and on a monolith over you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but I'm never gonna see them on a monolith like I am with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes. I'm never gonna see them on another air with you. Oh my god! These eyes.
What if that's all it can say?
Still keep doing it.
Cry every night for you. These eyes.
Overdo it.
Will sounds loud to hold for you again.
A lot of agents in the audience.
These eyes,
they're judging the shit out of you.
These eyes, I've seen a lot of love, but I've never been seen on my mama's side of the heaven. Baby, you
gotta want it.
These eyes, I'm crying. These eyes, I've seen a lot of love, but they never been a peanut butter. Mother, what a peanut butter you.
Now you know you got the gig, so bring it.
Me, mom.
Bring it home now. Everything. Now bring it home like a motherfucker.
Now you're fucking
now,
with
now
them
because
you own them.
Give it everything you got. More. More. Sit down, young. That is the...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Everybody outside the theater has just been shot. This has been part of a terrorist act.
Oh my God, don't think you're not going to do another song.
Oh my
Wait a minute.
God.
Can I say something? Can I say
the
something?
Best fucking song ever.
Can I want to be honest with you? That's the first time I sang that in karaoke. Oh, sorry, you want to switch these?
Oh my God.
No, hold on. God, that was the first time I sung that as karaoke. And honestly, the chorus happens so many times. And you guys were like, keep doing it. You really got it. And I'm like, my diaphragm hurts, right? I thought that you were really just replaying it. I thought you were like,
no.
I thought you were going like, oh, play it again.
No, by the way, that halfway through it, I was like,
it's
so long.
By the way, that's a good version. I'm not kidding. I would love to hear that version, even though that was so over the top.
That's there was my new
Karaoke song.
That one still worked. It still worked as music.
I wanted that guy to do one more song to close the show today. Like, when I say that guy, I know that was you, but then you started doing a character that was overly... Am I right? That's why, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hit that character.
That's Tom Likas' brother.
That's Tom Likas' brother. He sings.
He's Rick Likas.
Will he close the show today with a song? Can we pick a song?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. And then we're going to... Let's do some stuff. And then we're going to take a break and come back and close with a song. But first, Walter Matthau inspired bit. You don't want to do that now?
After the break.
You want to take a break? Okay, hold on. I got to find a good song to go to the break.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Guys, if you're listening at home, I didn't know. Like, you hear that song on the radio, right? You're like growing. It's on K Earth 101 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like a song that's always on the radio. I had no idea how fucking long it was. That sounded to me like I started to wonder, like, is this what hell is like? Like, you're on, like, you're doing carry. You no. can't stop because the song's not over.
James,
here's
Here's what happened, James. It was a story. What happened? We were going to throw bits at you. We were going to throw characters at you. But what it came to,
right,
as it seemed like a guy who was getting better at it and getting more confident, then winning the audience over, then getting maybe too overconfident, then maybe scale back. But it was fucking hilarious. It was awesome.
Well, good.
I like to congratulate myself in the middle of a podcast.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back, and we'll do the Walter Matthau thing, and we'll sing, and, you know, it's going to be fun. Stop playing with the wax. Hold on. I didn't go to commercial yet.
Oh my God. You're blowing it. James, come on. Chill. You don't touch the wax till Todd says.
Todd's like a very like a much nicer version of Mommy Dearest. Like, don't touch the wax. Come on.
Sometimes I feel like I can have, like, I like things so orderly.
Why hang us?
One time I don't want to admit this. Anyway,
what was it?
Nothing.
Nothing would surprise anyone, Todd, at this point.
You killed a pool boy and ran over him with your car. After you killed him.
No, I saw... it's not a big deal. Now I'm making a big deal. But I saw Martha Stewart.
Well, when?
On the street?
She was decorating her tree, you know, on her show. And
she was getting gangbanged at a club I go to.
You can tell the Martha Stewart story or not?
Yeah, I will. But, you know, I like just to play this in the background. So anyway... I'm looking for pussy, and I see Martha Stewart channel. I never watched it before. I said, well, you know what? Before I eat a nice, big, hot plate of pussy.
An average Wednesday for
Josh. An average Wednesday for me. I have a nice, big, hot plate
medium
of pussy.
Rare. I like pussy like I like my coffee. Pour it on my face. Every morning I take a hot bath.
In pussy.
In a bathtub full of butter and coffee.
I love
and it's boiling hot.
I'm
constantly burned.
I put a stick of butter on a stick of pussy. Is that how it comes? It doesn't come in sticks?
Let me tell you, but
I thought pussy came in sticks.
It's finger fucking good.
It's good pussy loving fun.
Breaded.
So I saw Martha Stewart.
Fry.
And she had these kids helping her decorate the tree, but they were putting the ornaments on. And I tell you what, I got to admire. I like, first of all, I also like kids, but I also like perfection. But I could tell her she was like taking it from the kid. Okay, I'll just finish it from here, right. You know, aggressively. Mark this and edit it out. No one will ever know that I had watched Martha Stewart. That's all I need.
Is that the we're editing it out jingle?
That's an editing mark. All right, listen. So here's what we're gonna do.
God, if anybody ever gets the raw tapes to this, the remastered Todd Glass podcast,
we'll be back.
The moments you thought were cut out,
we'll be back.
Hey guys, Disney bought Star Wars. That means we're gonna get lots of new Star Wars. How about some new movies? We got Felicity's J.J. Abrams to direct. Also, Harrison Ford's back to be Han Solo. Remember Harrison Ford? He's old now. Isn't that great? But don't worry, it's about their kids, and they're gonna look like PETA or something. Who cares? Remember the last time we had new Star Wars movies?
I'm a person, and my name is Anakin.
No! Who sent that in, the Star Wars thing? That was, we'll say it on the opening. Who can't just...
These
oh, no, nobody sent that in. I think I found it.
You found it on the street?
I found it on the street.
Hey, guys, if you got a bit, if you got a
you
bit,
picked
and
up
you're
a record,
guys, if you came up with a bit and you're not mature enough to raise it yourself and deliver it, just leave it at Todd. Todd, this is, you can leave a bit on the doorstep, on the doorstep of the Todd Glass podcast.
You'll nurse it to maturity.
I'll nurse it to maturity. What about the old? Like what about
in a basket?
Okay, I'll nurse another bit of yours. Off the air or off the podcast, wherever, however they... Do they get this through the air? Hello?
Yeah, that's your Wi-Fi. That's air.
The old singers, you were saying, that they used to sing, it sounded like... Hold on. It sounds like they were so far from the microphone, you were saying.
Because the recording quality, like, they don't have the technology. It sounds like...
Play crackle. Hold on. Let's do this right. Play a little crackle. Let me do the volume on the crackle. It's, I feel like I do something. Well, let me just try.
Oh, major con. Todd. Move. Todd.
It's going to be.
Todd is radioactive.
Wait.
Todd. Todd, you're killing us all.
No, we're just doing the crackle for this one. Okay. I see what you're saying. It's fine. Go ahead. Yes. I got my back on up all time. I got my back on up all time. I got my back on up. Do
it's
somebody.
A comedy sketch between. Wait, let's do an old timey. Like,
and that's a lot of sketch comedy. President Roosevelt.
Just the idea that it sounds enough like something they heard live.
Womp it up, womp it up, womp it up. Hey, stick him up. What do you mean? I'm calling both of them.
Stick him up and give me all your bubblegum.
I got a wheelchair.
Why, sure.
Hey, Roots, we're all sponsored by soap.
That's your wife. Why don't you go on there and walk your own dog?
You got a lot of love coming to me there. Say, friends, I'm looking for the train station to get back to Ohio.
And that's why we never defer.
It's almost like an old, well, it's not the same as...
Robert Klein used to make fun of the old,
vaudeville?
No, where the five kids.
I think I'm gonna play hooky,
and then they go wah 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 wah.
Oh, the little rascals.
The little rascals.
Wah,
yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Do another song. Do another song like that. Play crackle again, and do it like it's a seduct. You get enough of it that it should be a little.
I'll do it like Billie Holiday.
Okay.
But this is from like. It's the first recording that we
Chris,
still
did
have.
You think that music could work for this bit, too, that you were saying before?
Well,
remember
there's
when
no
I said,
music at all.
Oh, there's no music?
No, I'm doing it blind.
Oh, they don't have music yet?
No. This was the first recording was before they invented musical instruments.
Oh, I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry.
I thought.
I wasn't thinking. I get it now.
That was right. I had the piano, but they never figured out how to put a microphone on.
Is this Billie Holiday?
I'm trying. It's terrible.
No, it's not. You don't understand. It sounds so real. It's hilarious.
I think, it would be so much better if there was music. Can we get an orchestra in here? Guys, let's take a break.
How about a little with a little bit?
We have an orchestra already.
Do we?
Yeah.
Or even your drum, yeah. Yes, perfect.
Who's there?
It's the great Gladsby. Hey, folks, you listen to Todd Glass podcast in honor of the Great Gatsby movie. It's a theme of the Great Gatsby. That's right. 1929. Straight back to the Great Gladsby. Well, pack it up, soap. Pack it up, soap for a bow. Pack it up, soap. I'm bailing myself. Baby, do bop, baby, do bop. Little bubbles. Taking off time and around.
And you don't know what this person's saying.
No, you have no idea.
But he's up on a little stage in Vegas.
He could be a white supremacist for all you know.
Yeah. And you're sitting in the audience and people... And go ahead. You be the guy again. There's a big curtain behind him, red velour. People are packed in. There's like 50 people.
Hey, folks, the show's time to start the show. And he's all right, Sonny. All right, Brianna. All the way from Seattle, Washington. Here he is, all the way from Ohio, folks. Clown J.
And he comes out.
Oh, you. Oh, do you want to touch my titties?
It's like a real schmaltzy, saucy girl. Oh, my God, I'm going to have a heart attack.
All he does, all he does is imitate the instruments.
Play. Is there another song? I just want to hear what he does with different songs.
No, there's hard to do anything.
We didn't do the water math out thing yet.
Vote for Wendell, okay.
Okay, let's
turn in your copper and your cans for the war effort, folks. Victory bomb play.
Fade it out. Oh my God. Okay, listen. Do we talk?
I love that my according to my impression, the details didn't matter back then. They could just be like, take your copper and cans and whatever.
Because you're right, exactly. Fucking exactly.
You might as well not.
Dude, play it again. Play it again. And knowing
that
makes
what they're
funny.
It doesn't matter what they're saying.
Do it again. Play that same song. And do like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's how I feel. Like, really? Were you saying anything and the bad recording cut it out? Or did you just not worry about it?
I don't know. What are you always saying?
Oh my God! Exactly.
Kind of something about Tennessee.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. Oh, were the words there and through like years and years? I don't think so. I think in the recording,
he was like, they're never gonna hear this.
Here's you the next day. You're
on the phone
before you record your thing.
Oh. Hey, good luck tomorrow.
Hello, telephone.
You're recording your.
Are you through on the line? I can barely hear you.
Are you recording your photographs tomorrow?
It's a very primitive technology.
Remember, don't worry about the words. They only hear 40% of them.
Ah, sure.
Just go with it. It's a passing fad. I know the microphone will go away for sure. But just play along with them. Play along with them if
you
don't mind.
All right, John, playing along. Yeah.
So now with that in mind.
Next day comes. You remember what your friend said? They don't hear.
They don't care. You don't respect
you know what
the technology.
They hear the tune. They hear the rhythm.
Yeah.
They don't hear every word. Can you play the first rhythm?
If it's not live, who gives a shit?
Here we go. So this is you in the recording studio taking that person's advice.
All right, folks. Some old time jazz. And a 5-1-7 and a 6-1-5. Oh, taking a tin can wrap and wrapping up around. Taking off a doobadap, babbing a bow. Buckles and sashes and babies and buttons and packing up, babbing up, babbing a bow. Taking off down an old railroad. I'm Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. Say what? Now the kid bop, 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 ragged a bow. We're going to deal in that kitchen, baby. Buckets with a bucket inside of the bucket.
Oh my God. You don't understand. That is just pure joy. And to me right now, that is like, if that song you're doing was like a drug, I would be ODing on it. Like, I want you to
weedle-wee-dee, why don't we don't dump noob a do when you big folk tag it up and on pop boop out.
Oh my God.
Ready, folks?
Hey, hold on. Put the crackle on.
Oh,
put the crackle on. No, I want to set this up. This is the A&E story about like this guy.
Later in life he knew that they wondered if he had really been writing that many lyrics at all.
We were curious as to why A&E would air something about people this old.
He never believed the technology would take hold.
So eventually, in the later songs, he wasn't really saying much at all. It was a wish-rash and it was really apparent in his later songs when he started to lose it.
Ready, folks? It's gonna get sad. Water is red, water is rain. Taking it down all the way to the rain. Taking it down with all the black water. Blowing out water.
You say you want more air. Take it a fount with a fire on a fork and a baby and a bottle and a bucket and a baby and a bucket, 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 a
The doctors come in.
Later, he
having a heart attack.
Later, he became indebted to the mob and was required to perform many records to pay off his gambling debt.
Shooting him, suckers who owe him money. Breaking the legs, breaking the kneecaps, breaking their bodies and souls.
It's like they would make their voices would sound like a banjo or a trombone.
He eventually developed a morphine addiction and required him to make even more recordings.
Morphine?
Oh, yeah.
I just need a job, folks.
Are you on morphine during this period?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morphine, give me morphine. I'm fainting for morphine and I want more. Maybe I'm tagging a dog. Say, who's this trumpet horning in?
I love this music. It's a karaoke festival.
Strawberry, raspberry, blueberry,
I just thought of something.
Oh, talk about a two-parter. What did I just think of? It's not that big of a deal. I just didn't know where to cut the show. But are you wondering now? Because that's where we stopped the show. I said, I just thought of something. What was it? All right. I'll tell you what it is. I feel bad. No. You'll hear it. It's no. I thought, what if the person that said it was turning into a karaoke festival tuned in right when we were just doing all that stuff? He'd probably go, that's not karaoke. That's actually a funny bit. Don't insult the good bits on the show. But anyway, so it is a two-parter. Next week, I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco with Daniel Kino. We are going to do a show there, but I thought, so we'll do a show, like from the hotel room show, those type of shows like we've done in D.C. and Lake Tahoe. And then next week I'll have like about an hour from the hotel room and then 45 minutes of part two of the rest of today's show. Alrighty. All right. That was a funny show, right? So far today, James, how funny is he? Jesus. Alrighty. So next week, live from San Francisco, whatever hotel they keep me at. And then the rest of this show. Alrighty. Go make yourself proud. What? What does that mean? I don't know. All right. Bye. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.